The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, everybody. We don't usually do this, but I want to do a quick cold open for the show. This is going to be episode 74, but there's just some pretty momentous things that have happened this week that I want to touch base with you guys on. First of all, we want to congratulate Hall of Justice Comics for their second year of being open on Local Comic Shop Day. I hear their event went amazing. There were tons of people here, and John literally said to us today that it was his best sales day ever. So if you're in the Denver area, be sure to check out Hall of Justice Comics and collectibles up in Parker, like, or down in Parker, but it's awesome. Definitely an amazing comic book shop run by an amazing guy who is occasionally a host on the show. Also, man, I almost made one spit out his coffee. I don't know. It's a coffee. Anyway, the second thing I want to bring up is this week we hit in our recordable history of knowing how many people have downloaded the show. We have hit 10,000 downloads. We want to thank you guys for participating with us on the show and downloading the show so much. It's really awesome to kind of hit this mark. I don't know. It just feels super fucking validating that, like, people actually listen to our show and actually really enjoy it. We can't wait to get to our 100,000th download or our 1,000,000th download or something crazy like that. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. With that, let's go into the intro.
Live from Hall of Justice Comics and Collectibles in Parker, Colorado, you're not listening to the Long Box Guys. You're listening to the one, the only, the original Thinking Outside the Long Box with Juan, John, Gabe, Tim, Dom, Doyle, maybe Michael Kirk, and other people that will probably show up when the shop opens.
Do you need oxygen? Yeah, I was losing my breath there.
Dom, probably.
Yeah, you want to share, Dom? Yeah, let's share, Dom.
He's a chimer.
He's a chimer?
He's a chimer.
Okay. Hey, we're
all right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 74 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. As previously stated, the one, the only, and the original. The best Thinking Outside the Long Box there ever is.
Or was.
Or was.
Or will be.
Forever.
Let's just remind everybody that we crush our enemies before us.
Like Crom? Yeah.
Blood and tits. Blood and tits. Anyway, I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Really loud.
Don't knock your frappuccino I'm over. I'm John.
John. John's alive.
I don't know what to do with my hands. It's weird.
Well, don't take them off of my lap.
Does he holds his hands like in front of his face? What do I do with my hands? I don't know what to do with my hands.
Give me your hands. I got something for
him. Is what your dick will do.
Yeah. That's ejaculation.
Yeah, I know. I read that somewhere.
If your dick is in his hands, but it's also
ejaculate. It's not gay.
You're going to hold his dick, but he's going to ejaculate.
Double Dutch rudder.
Yeah, it's not gay. Two dudes holding dicks.
Yeah. Because you're doing it while we're jump roping. That's what
while we're jump roping. Wow.
So you get one hand and you
It's just a mess.
For the record, mine never flops.
Just rest on top of the balls.
Just gently sitting there, perked above it.
Hey, how come you stopped doing before episode videos?
Because I forget. I don't know. I got to catch up on all that.
After episode interviews, better because this is the Patreon people.
Right. I don't know. Sorry, Doyle. Sorry. I've been slacking on the Patreon videos.
Bitch.
Dude.
I personally don't mind, but other Patreon people may mind.
I don't know.
Which means that he minds.
He minds.
I need those fucking videos.
How?
This guy I know really likes the videos.
I hear there's more people than me. So
there are.
They might care.
There are several Patreon supporters. I would say close to half a dozen. Not a half a dozen. Close. Real close. Which you can join by going to patreon.com/TOTLB. And helping
dot com
help. No, there's no dot com after that.
Oh, that's right.
Not yet. They haven't given it to you yet.
So
no, that's outside the long box, right?
Oh, that's on YouTube.
Don't go there now. Wait,
it'll be confusing.
When will then be now? Soon.
I don't know where they are. are going, but these tightwad motherfuckers are listening. And they're dudes. 2,000 downloads, fuckface. You know who you are.
Oh, man.
How many downloads
are
they up to?
Yeah, something like that. 10 to 5. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Why don't you buy us a McDouble for one piece of shit? $1. $1
How did you find out about us? Gabe the only person listening?
No. How did we find out about them?
It was on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, we accidentally saw them.
My first tweet and only tweet to them was, this name looks awfully familiar.
That's super passive-aggressive, though, asshole.
And they never responded to it, though. That's what's hilarious.
Like, you sponsor more than 5 African children, you should have given $1 by now.
Still talking about this fucking dollar?
Patreon.com/TOT.
I'm going to put in the Sarah the McLaughlin, the fucking... The music that's happening during that.
In the arms of an angel.
You sponsor a band, you're a piece of shit.
Just have like some really sad puppy. And just like.
Murdering it. No, I mean, just kidding.
Whoa, we don't need PETA on our back, man.
No, you're holding a long box.
Petting it, yes. Oh, a delinquent pull. I could just be like crying.
Oh, that's a really. We're making that video later. Let's just do so it. You know.
I'll get Sarah McLaughlin on my phone.
Yes. That's perfect.
32 cents a day. Could be downloading. Even more podcasts. What a joy.
Sponsor this
small.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Oh, man. Oh, so, John, tell us a little bit about Local Comic Book Shop Day and your second anniversary, man.
John has like 15 fucking kids over here.
We all can only get so many free turkeys.
That's an inside joke. You'll never know more about it. Unless you donate to Patreon, we can watch a new video this week. About the free turkey.
That's amazing.
That is what we're going to talk about afterwards. I'm going to write that down so I don't forget it.
So people haven't heard your voice in fucking months.
So they want to hear it?
So they want to hear
it. They want to hear my voice.
Dude, I
demand.
We get, when am I going to be able to jerk off again to John's voice? John's.
Like, well, good. That's,
get those emails.
You should forward that to me.
Well, those are for me. You guys weren't supposed to tell
them. Oh, yeah.
We had our anniversary party yesterday. It was also Local Comic Shop Day, and it was Justice League Day. So it was a lot of fucking days in one day. It was like Dayception. But it was good. We had the huge turnout. Tim was here freezing his ass out back with the guys from Camp Kiki Poppy. Yep.
Oh, Pepper's cool. I like Pepper.
Yeah, Pepper's cool.
Good guy.
So they were out there freezing their nuts off and selling the comics that I bought from them many years ago, which was cool. But it was good. It was a good day. We had a lot of people. Gave a lot of shit away. Busiest day ever.
That's
I'm exhausted.
Fucking insane. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was packed. It's packed.
Crazy that it's busier than like free comic book day and shit. That's crazy. Big spenders, bro.
Well, and there wasn't all the stuff out back for them to go hang out and do stuff with. It was cool. It was good. Hey, Rio.
Hi, Rio. Crom cares not. Crom cares not.
Rio, you donate a dollar. Reloaded, son of a bitch.
That's amazing.
Get tired of being the only one.
Yeah, especially Tim.
I will keep selecting my valuable
time. He's so cold.
Tim is so skinny.
He's wearing like 4 coats.
I haven't come down since yesterday.
He looks like the fucking homeless guy that was sleeping outside in your fucking...
Ketchup.
Ketchup.
He hates tomatoes.
No, that's Juan. That's Juan.
Oh, wait, never mind. Juan's an asshole.
Ketchup, bread, and hot dogs.
Bimbo bread, he folds it meat up.
Like the dollar store pack of burritos.
Tortillas. Hot dog burritos.
You know you're pouring a hot dog in a corn tortilla?
Oh, yeah. True.
Dama made hot dog stir fry the other day.
Oh, my God. What is that?
It was delicious.
Is it just cut up hot dogs? Do you put vegetables in there?
Yeah.
Some rice. Oh, is that the one when the pea exploded on you?
Yeah,
they were frozen.
Yeah. Frozen pea.
Those steam eggs
shot me in the tip. Fucking hurt.
I It sounds like there's videos out there about that.
You're going to have to lean up on the mic. I guarantee you it's not picking that up.
Put your lips on it.
Is it picking me up now?
Loud. Hey, you don't everybody. Get quiet as you come closer to the mic.
You don't get quiet as you come?
No.
Closer to the mic?
Get louder.
Oh. Squeak a
little bit. It's me or the man. I can't tell.
Juan just goes, Ipa, Ipa, andale, andale, arriba.
That's racist. I'm sorry.
No, his wife's like, no, no, Speedy. Slow down, Speedy.
Oh, you broke him.
You haven't choked like that in a while.
Oh, we haven't even heard that. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Is it hot in here? It's so hot
it's
in here.
It's hot in here. It's been...
Get some lotion. What's up?
Man. Oh, buddy. That was so funny.
Yeah.
So funny.
Now I really don't know what to do with my hands.
Wait, put your hands back. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Go. I didn't say stop.
I said every part of me was
relax.
Go.
Relax.
Garnet arms.
Oh, man. So do we want to talk about pop culture shit?
I feel like this is like a reunion of sorts. I know.
All right, so I'm going to start.
The gangbang's here?
I feel like I'm the only one that brought notes.
Casting couches out front?
Harvey Weinstein? Oh.
Weinstein.
Whatever. Who cares? Does anybody really give a shit how that chud's name is pronounced?
So.
He probably does. But that's about
yeah,
it.
Who gives a fuck? Fuck that guy.
It's Weinstein. Shut up. You supported his whole fucking career.
That's right. Cool. I gave him a lot of money to be a fucking douchebag, and they didn't know.
I feel like...
I'm still going to watch the, like, okay, so we talked about this a little bit last episode. Like,
is your Criterion collection tainted a little?
Yeah, like, I'm not going to stop watching movies that got produced by some guy because the guy's a sleaze bucket. Just saying.
Just kidding.
That's true, though. A lot of those movies are Criterion movies.
Young actresses have been dashed by this guy.
I don't know.
Stop enjoying his films.
I know, that doesn't make any kind of sense. The movie's still the movie, and so many other people were involved with it besides
it's like you him. Sexually harassed all of those ladies, Gabe.
Yeah, it is just like that. It's just like I opened up a bathrobe and jerked off in front of all of those people.
I mean, didn't that happen this morning?
Huh.
No.
You're a
fan of Louis C.K. I don't own a bathrobe.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Just it just slides off of the Mexican
skin. It's like a Hugh Hefner smoking jacket over there. It's all glistening underneath.
You know, Dom, you just said a bathrobe with dildo holders in it. I don't know if that exists, but you could make money off of it.
True.
Apparently positive.
It's like your utility belt.
Yeah, your dildo-tility belt.
Nah. Where does he get those so wonderful sex toys?
Baby.
No, so what I was going to say is the Deadpool trailer dropped this week, and it's literally like they asked Tim, what should we do for a Deadpool trailer?
Sweet Jesus, it's fucking amazing. It's so fucking good. You guys have seen it, right?
Yes.
The Bob Ross one?
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen the Bob Ross Deadpool trailer?
Oh, I did not know about it.
I thought it was funny.
It's really funny. What's funny about it is, like, so when Tim comes over to hang out at our house and sleeps on the couch, he turns on Bob Ross and, like, falls asleep to Bob Ross every night.
So you think soothing. He's falling asleep.
It's better than, like, any
I mean, when he's yeah. done, he falls asleep.
I got a happy little dream!
No, I beat the brush.
Just whack it off.
It uses a lot of crimson white. I just beat the devil out of it. Crimson white and everything.
It's just hilarious because he's like, he's talking about all the different like colors that he's going to use, and they're all like allusions to like other like
yes.
Sony movies.
It's like Clockwork Orange, Betty White. Well, Betty White's not a movie, but it's a character.
She's been in movies.
Yeah. Well, she's been in a lot of those properties. Girls is a Fox property.
Probably, yeah. Probably. I don't know. It's just funny. He like references a bunch of stuff through the colors, and then he paints like a mountain scene. He's all, oh, look at all that fresh powder. God damn, I love cocaine. I mean, just it's just hilarious and stupid. And it's like Tim wrote it, and then made me laugh
again. And then he just drops fucking everything on the floor.
Oh no, it's great. There was also
Now the taco's going to come out of his mouth. Come on.
I don't even get what's funny. Just the dead silence.
Oh, that's great.
No, whatever. Fuck you. Did you guys see the Rampage trailer?
I don't know about
I
that.
Did.
It looks so funny.
It looks really bad.
Take that back. No, it does look shitty, but I still want to watch it.
It's going to make a lot of money.
Of course it's going to make a lot of money. It's got the. It's got
I feel like.
I
think The Rock is going to punch one of them at some point.
Do you think. Do you think that The Rock. That this is going to be like. This is his peak. He's going to go downhill after this movie?
No.
You don't think
no,
so?
He's still got to do Shazam.
The remake.
That's true.
Of the movie that we all watched this week. Mm-hmm. That will be.
Oh, yeah. He's still got to make it. Black Adam.
Yeah, that's true.
A Fast and the Furious movie of some kind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him and Jason Statham.
Yeah. So it sounds
the
like.
Two
he
best
got,
parts of that movie.
It sounds like he kind of got roped into this because he's. Openly stated that this was like his favorite video game when he was a kid.
Oh.
So they're like, we're going to make a movie of it. You want to be in it?
Jesus, how much money do you have to throw at him to make that movie?
A lot.
Like,
dude, the whole movie.
And
CGI.
What a way to do, like, this was my favorite TV show when I was a kid. Throw money at me.
I think it looks
I used to love wearing Nikes.
Oh, no, right. It looks completely stupid, but again, there's a part of me that just loves seeing like that big thing fight that big thing. I'm never going to see it
sure.
anywhere else.
It was funny. It's like a it made me laugh. Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
So the last, the next no, thing I was going to say is we needed a big crocodile.
When the fuck have you seen a zookeeper that looks like The Rock, though? That's a bunch of horse shit. Come on. There's no zookeepers ever that
look like
The Rock.
Professional wrestlers.
Yeah.
He's lifting with the gorillas.
He's fucking lifting the gorillas. Just like,
pussy ass gorilla.
Fucking punches the gorilla.
One more Kiki. One more. Give it to me.
One more Kiki.
Can you smell?
Oh, man. That's funny.
I don't know. I think it looks like I love kaiju movies. I still think it looks ridiculously stupid. Like, it looks terrible.
All kaiju movies look ridiculously
also,
stupid.
No, they do not. You take that back.
Only because you're fucking that you love it. And
I
that's
do love
why,
it.
That's why it doesn't matter how stupid it looks. You're going to be like,
that's
oh, yeah,
true.
It's amazing.
I didn't watch the Toho Godzilla because it looked stupid. It looked terrible, and it was. I mean.
For the nerds that listen to the show, like the people that will know Rampage from before, it's not
loud,
the same.
Tim. Loud!
It's not even the same fucking plot line. In the video game, the giant monsters turn into people, and that's not the case for the movie. They're just
you don't know. Maybe that's animals. In the third act.
Motherfucker,
is there going to be
an ape turning into a larger ape?
Is there going to be some titties though? That's my question.
Ape titties?
No. Have you ever played Rampage?
No.
Yeah, because the because
no.
the alligator is a woman, and when she fucking when you lose as the giant alligator, she turns into like a little naked 8-bit woman that skitters across the bottom of the screen.
Why, wouldn't that titties. Be something that you would get to see when you won something, not when you lost?
No.
Oh,
I was
all right.
A game designer when this came out.
The 80s were different.
Ones. Yeah. That's the only reason I played Rampage, to see some
Rampage
8-bit titties.
It was a fun game, actually.
It was a fun game.
So would you call them bitties?
Titty bitties?
Titty bitties?
I just remember when they ported it.
Louder, Tim!
Bitty titties!
You've got to sit closer
I'm
to the mic.
I'm just going
to
start aggressively potting with you guys!
That's what I've been doing.
You're so quiet.
That's all I got.
Is it the skinny in you?
Is it the skinny in me? We're going to move this
yeah,
closer.
Yeah, it's just absorbing his voice as it comes out of his mouth.
Maybe.
His 8 coats.
I just remembered,
so
like, the video game was
freezing.
So hard that I would,
turn
like...
turn the heater on.
It feels good. I'm fine.
Hey.
Donate $1.
To get him another coat.
He's literally wearing 8 coats.
He could feed a small... I'm so ashamed to eat this even though it was shoved in my mouth in a non-sexual manner. Here, do it again, sexually this time.
Oh, sexually. How do you do it sexually?
Oh, that's it.
Oh,
man.
Oh, we got
the finger. That is amazing.
I didn't feel right about that. I still don't.
No, just to give you guys the audio picture of what just happened.
Neither did Lewis
for those of you that didn't watch the video. Doyle just took part of a donut and sensually put it into Tim's mouth and then stuck his finger in Tim's mouth, which Tim just sucked off. So
yeah, it's hot. It's very hot.
It's kind of cold in here, too, so it still just feels awkward.
The tip's all warm.
You know, the tip's really cool.
Just smell it. Just
Why
smell
are you
it
moving
quick.
Your finger closer to his mouth? Keep it away.
I liked it.
It's
I liked
so
it.
Cold.
I liked it.
Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Put it back in your mouth.
I have the weirdest boner right now.
Me too.
It's not weird, bro. It's not weird. It's normal. Weird.
Mine's resting just a little less on the balls.
It scooted forward a notch.
Like, oh.
You know, what's weird is I can't found a continue pube. To eat with that same hand, like, at all. I thought about putting the donut in my hand, I was like, no.
Not
it's in his mouth, it'll be in your mouth.
That's an unclean hand.
Forever unclean.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, I'll never wash this finger again.
Wiping in Tim's mouth. Holy
For wiping and in Tim's mouth.
Not necessarily in that order.
Have you wiped today?
Fuck. No, I'm good.
I wasn't chocolate on that donut.
Oh, damn it.
Butthole's clean as a whistle right now.
I only wipe with donuts.
I find the moist bread.
Carissa now. Likes it.
So you wipe with donuts today, right?
No, I'm not eating donuts.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
What else? What else, trailer-wise? Anything else? Is anybody watched The Punisher?
I'm on episode four.
Episodes, two, five, four.
It's good.
I'm episode two.
It's great. Yeah, nice. For sure.
I have not had a chance to start watching it yet.
I don't know anything about The Punisher, so it's extra fun for me.
Yeah, extra fun.
Yeah, because I don't know anything about him.
He's a dude who shoots other dudes.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't know why. Like, I don't know why he's just randomly shooting people. Except for that his family.
They kill his family.
There you go. You know why, then. That's the whole reason why.
That's literally the plot of The Punisher.
There's no intricacy in why his family was killed.
Well, no, there's like a... There's not really a mystery behind
Somebody just went, pow!
Why'd he do it sideways like that? Yeah. What's that all about?
They walk you through it in Daredevil season 2.
Like, that's literally He's everything completing you need the to mission. Know about Punisher.
He completes the mission.
Well, but I don't know why his family was killed. All I know is that his family was killed.
Did you even watch Daredevil season 2?
Yeah.
They spell it out.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I don't remember why.
It's like a huge part of the plot of the entire fucking season.
Do you remember?
Show?
No.
Amateurs. You really haven't watched Daredevil season 2?
I started it.
Oh, okay.
You started it in July
when it came out. Fuck.
Wait, so
why was his family killed?
No.
In Daredevil season 2?
No, never. Okay. You kidding me?
I feel like I want to let you experience it.
You can't go there.
I've already watched it, but somehow I missed something. Without spoiling Punisher, why was the Daredevil's family killed as far as Daredevil 2?
The Daredevil's family wasn't killed.
Well, what Punisher? That's what I meant.
Wasn't Daredevil's dad actually was killed?
Oh, that's true. Punisher knew too much about specific things, and so...
We don't know about the specific things yet until Punisher.
Don't think so. I don't think they spelled that out in Daredevil season 2.
No.
But, so his family is executed,
right?
But they make it seem like it's just random violence, and he finds out that it's actually like a group of people,
right.
And so he goes out and kills all those people.
I knew that, but that still doesn't tell me why his family was killed, aside from that he knew too much about something. Right, that's what I'm saying. That I don't know. That's what excites me. That's the point.
Too
is,
much is what
is
you
that
find
I'm...
out in the Punisher show.
That's what I'm excited for. That's what I'm saying. Oh, I know everything about the Punisher. My name's
Gabe. You do. I didn't even fucking say any of that shit. These fucking assholes said that shit. Fuck you, man.
I love when we started.
You start shit and I get it? Fuck you. Incidentally, I read an assload of Punisher when I was a kid, and all I really remember about the plot is that his family was killed by the Mafia. It's like a totally fucking different story than it is in the TV show.
Basically, his family always just gets killed somehow.
And he goes fucking batshit crazy.
He's not really too happy about
because he's a Vietnam vet and his brain is fucking broken as shit. Like,
although he's more recent vet now.
He's an Iraq vet now.
Yeah. It would be like my dad is the Punisher.
That'd be amazing, though.
That
would be way cooler.
I agree.
Like a 50-year-old guy that's just like 65-year-old guy. Just like
that is a
93-year-old man Punisher.
Fuck, that would be amazing.
Dude, you know how many people would be
old
man
castle? He's got guns in his fucking
castle?
Wheelchair and shit. Dude,
Marvel, if you're paying attention.
My dad's not in a wheelchair, fuckface.
Yes.
Although we're just talking about 90-year-olds.
No, he said
nobody
65.
Said 90.
And I said my dad's 75.
He said 75 and
said
I said 90. 65.
God damn it, Juan.
He said 90, you asshole.
Oh, okay, all right.
Pay attention.
I am.
Punisher and a rascal. AK-47 in one hand, joystick in the other. blow motherfuckers away at 6.5 miles an hour.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Say your grandpa.
That's our guy. That's our guy.
That's our guy now.
That's our guy. That's because we already had his name, I think.
Because we needed a Punisher analog. It's, yeah. It's on the list somewhere.
It is. It's right there behind the counter. Yeah, I'll go dig that up. We're working on our homeless Avengers.
Nice. Team. I'm in.
You want to be a homeless Avenger?
No, I'll contribute.
Jazz hands?
Yeah. Those are these, aren't they?
No, those are spirit fingers.
Oh, yeah. What's the difference? I don't know what the difference is.
Jazz hands, spirit fingers.
Oh, okay.
My daughter's in cheerleading right now.
We need to make that a loop and a meme and all that shit.
Jazz hands, spirit fingers, jazz hands, spirit fingers, just endlessly.
Can you grab me the big chair? The chair?
I can get you a real chair out back. Just be careful, because it's missing a screw.
It's missing a screw, so careful.
It's the name of Daredevil.
It's got a screw loose. Store.
Yes, that's correct.
I assume it's in here because it's Daredevil.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't know Daredevil had a horse.
Hey, you know, you do a lot of things back when you could see.
Right? He was
he had a horse?
He was an equestrian back then.
He was quite the farmhand.
He was an equestronaut.
Jesus.
Trained many four-legged beasts. How dare you not know his past? Didn't you see Daredevil season 1?
What?
About that at all?
Yeah, you fuckers.
We got... He blocked...
It's all spelled out in Daredevil.
I don't know. They hand these out. Well, the
It was like had the round parts of it spelled out.
Yeah, like you could.
Not like the intricate plot details.
Well, and that's what I'm excited for. I don't know anything about Punisher except for he's a murderous dude. That's all I know.
He's more of a.
That's all you need to know. Like, there's not really a lot of depth to the character. His family died, and he murders people.
You're a piece of shit. I got weapons. Let's do this.
Pew pew pew.
Like pew pew pew.
Way darker Batman. That's what Punisher is.
Right.
Well, nobody cares about Batman.
Nobody.
Not Ben Affleck as Batman.
Dom's going to come across the table at you. Dom's going to get a crowbar.
You haven't jumped anything in a long time.
Challenge accepted.
We need to do like a fucking, what is the Festivus? The
Feats of Strength.
We need to video that shit every day. Oh, we just wrestle your aggressions out with everybody.
I got a lot of problems with you guys.
Like a solid game of Hungry Hungry Hippos. Fucking hot dog eating championship.
But with real people and tacos. Just. Yeah.
I feel like somebody's going to get a fucking shell lodged in their throat.
Did you just say manja?
Yeah, okay. Manja, bro. Manja, manja, manja.
How about the Jumanji trailer?
I actually thought it was funny.
That was.
I think it looks hilarious.
Yeah.
I love that.
Why am I wearing these clothes?
Ends up being Jack Black.
Right. Yeah.
I like the idea that it's like they're not the kids transported. Like they're the kids and they go into the game and they become different like characters. Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
Exploded because he ate cake.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks hilarious.
I feel like
though.
That was a subtle nudge at black people with diabetes. Oh, 100% sure, but
wow, that's encapsulated on Facebook.
It's almost like John Stills on the show right now. Oh, so Tim revealed something to me. Okay, so Tim, Clyde from the John Still Radio Show Hours
time.
Extravaganza,
old timey.
You know, whatever the fuck it's called.
Nobody.
Okay,
knows.
No, this is where this is going.
I recorded their recent episode with them, and you're getting really close. And Sparky broke character and called Giant by his real name, and I was like, I didn't hear that. So I know his real name now.
Really?
But he's sworn to secrecy. He won't even fucking tell us.
Wow,
like,
what a dick.
But I thought you guys had to take shots based on his name.
Well, I haven't edited that show yet, so I'm going to get it this next show.
I listened to it.
No.
I just listened to the end of it.
But he told me the last episode, he told me there's 5. And I haven't edited that one yet, so I'll figure it out this next episode.
Nice.
I feel like this silly bitch is just making shit.
I feel like it's Rumpelstiltskin, and once our podcast figures out his name, he's going to have to give us gold, and then he's going to explode.
That's amazing.
His nitzel play.
It's like, no!
From the fourth dimension!
Louder.
Fuck you. I feel like this is loud enough.
No.
Is it not loud enough?
You keep getting louder and then you keep doing this.
I'm trying to get comfortable, man.
Yeah, but nobody can hear
Sorry,
you.
I mean, I could bring the casting
fucking
couch
artists.
Back.
I know, fucking artists. So the starving artists.
To make him scrape the ice out of his own table yesterday.
That was, like, weird. I've never done that. And now that's a thing that I can say I've done.
He scraped ice off the table. So,
like, there was this one show I went to.
This one time. This one time at HOJ.
You know how we could obtain Lazy Boys for recording in HOJ is by you guys donating to our Patreon. Patreon.com/TOTLB.
To be fair, the guy giving all the shit is a
I know.
Yes, my butt could be more comfortable had you only been slightly richer with your wallet.
This producer
not
credit is bullshit.
That's weird.
Yeah, I feel like we're not going to get anything accomplished today.
Well, we've covered roughly three topics.
Three trailers.
Yes,
three trailers.
So okay,
we're
so
only 30 minutes into the show.
Let's talk about somebody that I hate because that always makes for good radio.
Oh. Dom, you need to step out.
No, I love Dom.
I love Dom. We love having Dom here. We miss him.
I fucking hate Tom Cruise. Okay. Like, I don't like Tom Cruise movies. I don't like the way Tom Cruise acts. Like, not, I don't care about his personal life. I mean, like, his actual acting abilities. So
but his personal life's cool?
I mean, it's not, because he's crazy, but I just, I try to leave that shit alone, you know?
I don't believe Tom Cruise beat anybody.
I don't think Tom Cruise is, like, forcing people to watch him jack off or anything. Like, no. I think he's...
People are forcing him to watch them. I think this is a lot of what's going on with Tom Cruise.
He's actually the bitch in those relationships.
So, Quentin Tarantino was talking in an interview that he wants Tom Cruise to be in his ninth movie, his next movie. I love Quentin Tarantino's movies, but I hate Tom Cruise. Ooh. But I remember...
Conflicted.
I remember when Pulp Fiction was coming out and they're like, John Travolta's cast in this movie. And everybody was like, oh, fuck that dude from Grease. That movie's bullshit. Like, I'm not going to watch Pulp Fiction because John Travolta's so fucking terrible. Tom Brady's so terrible because Tom Brady's deflating his balls or whatever the fuck that is. Like, so, so looking back at how people responded to John Travolta, like, I don't feel like I should be that guy with Tom Cruise. Like, I don't like the way he...
I don't want to say nothing, but you're that guy.
I am that guy, but, like, in this particular instance...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, everybody in this particular that. Instance, I have enough faith.
All our listeners are going,
you know
the
gonna
fucking
happen?
Liar.
You know what's
going
to happen?
Tom Cruise is going to be in this Quentin Tarantino
next
movie.
Next year, he's going to be like, it's so
Tom
amazing!
Cruise is the best fucking character ever!
That's what I'm... Tom! That's what I'm saying. I'm saying
I cruise you.
Pika Tom, I cruise you. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody shit all over John Travolta before he was in Pulp Fiction.
He's trying to get on the bandwagon ahead of time.
No, and he did fucking amazing.
He's pre-gaming it.
Just putting that out there.
I see what you're saying.
Thank you. Fuck these guys.
Look, Tom Cruise is a guilty pleasure for me. I enjoy his
I
movies.
Love when you
Honestly,
come
I
on
like
the
show.
Because like Juan doesn't feel as ganged up on when you're on the show. That's why.
That's awesome. We'll get on
Top Gun
it's
at
okay.
least once a year, sometimes twice a year.
I own more than 3 Tom Cruise films.
So. Yeah.
I don't mind him. It depends on the movie.
And like I said, it's just me. I just don't like his acting. Like, my problem with Tom Cruise is there's a few actors that when I watch them in movies, I don't think to myself, he's that character. I think to myself, oh, look at Tom Cruise being that asshole.
Yeah.
And like Tom Cruise is one of those guys, but I have enough faith in like Quentin Tarantino's script writing and directing that I'm actually really excited to see it because in the right hands, Tom Cruise actually makes like halfway decent movies. Like Last Samurai is a really cool movie.
I like Mission Impossible.
Oh,
I'm,
fuck
I'm
off.
Like
you don't like it? Oh, okay. I was like, really the one thing I picked out and everybody's like, I'm taking all you guys on. Fuck you all. Except for Doyle.
He's gonna beat us all off later.
You're going to beat us off?
Yes. All over the face, neck, and chest.
Except for the skinny
gonna
one.
Gonna take you to the edge of tomorrow.
Oh.
Just screaming Last Samurai. I am the Last Samurai.
And this show is weirdly homoerotic this episode.
He's jerking off to like the Mission Impossible theme.
Right.
Have you ever heard like Justice Warriors freak out about that movie and then be totally wrong because they're stupid?
Yeah.
About how like I hate that movie because it's all about a white guy showing up and saving the last. And I was like, that whole movie's about a white guy being saved by Japanese culture. You piece of shit.
Yeah.
Literally, I've had that conversation like five times.
It's the Iron Fist conversation. Why didn't they cast him as an Asian?
Because
he's fucking white, he's in, white the comic in the book. Show.
Right? Just, I don't know. I hate social justice warriors.
Same.
I like to bring him up whenever possible.
Gabe, we need you to step out.
I wouldn't consider myself.
I was hoping he was going to tie that into a pitch for the Patreon thing. If you don't like social justice warriors, also,
I don't consider myself a social justice warrior. I'm just an angry old man.
Yeah, he just hates.
I just get really upset about shit, and
Tom
it's
Cruise,
Tom Cruise,
pre Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah,
post Quentin Tarantino movie.
He's going to come. He's going to come with a Tom Cruise shirt.
If somebody buys me a Tom Cruise shirt, I will totally wear it.
Next episode, he's going to come in and jump up and down on your couch.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes! I love this lady so much, I'm going to divorce her in like 9 months.
Oh, wow.
What the fuck is the Quentin Tarantino movie about?
It's Tom about Cruise Charles and Manson.
Is this his last movie?
He has said that it's his next to last movie. I think the idea is that he's going to make 10 movies and be done. So,
fuck, that's crazy, building a whole fucking empire on 10 movies.
Yeah.
Why retire from something that just makes you
money? Because he doesn't need to make any more money.
And he doesn't want
He just wants to
get out of the limelight.
This is true. He wants to sing his personal movie theater.
Fast track these last two and then I'm out. Retiring?
I really like Quentin Tarantino. So I'm not
Nobody cares if I want to do sexually.
It just seems really like a pretentious
harassment.
Like, I'm only making 10 and then I'm fucking out of here.
Oh, dude, Quentin Tarantino's the most pretentious motherfucker on the face of the earth.
Like he's
Are
a fighter
you
or some shit.
Yeah.
I've been training real hard. It's my last fight. Put Tom Cruise in this bitch.
It's going to make me all sorts of money.
It's going to be like another Inglourious Bastards where, like, if it is about Charles Manson, maybe like Charles Manson does the killing. Or like all of them are innocent and then people just like commit suicide and they show up at the wrong time.
They're all, whoa, what are you doing?
I'm a super awesome serial killer. Like the serial killer's just always in the wrong place. The wrong
place. No, I didn't do it. I didn't do anything. I swear it wasn't me.
It's basically Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yeah.
These kids just keep killing themselves.
I'm sure these kids showed up and just keep killing themselves.
Jumped into a goddamn wood chipper. One hates that movie, incidentally,
That's
so we
not
can all
true.
Trash it.
Side note, I don't hate the movie. I'm
going to bash you now for hating that movie.
Thank you. Gang up on what again?
Gang bang on what?
How do you...
What?
All right.
We're trying to figure out
Zoinks, Scoob. Zoinks.
Who goes first? What's going where?
I mean, if we took a vote, you're probably the easiest one to hold down.
The skinny guy.
You're still probably the easiest one to hold down.
Wiry. No, but it's all about vulnerability.
He's frail. Wiry.
I make it work. It's all head, but I make it work.
Oh, shit.
I was going to ask you what you thought about them shelving all the Universal Monster stuff, the reboot.
That Mummy movie.
I don't think it was terrible. It was weird.
But it
was
weird.
It wasn't
good.
Good.
I
didn't
allow myself to watch it yet.
It wasn't terrible.
To be honest, to like not rag on Tom Cruise, I thought the Mummy movie would have been way better if they just kept Russell Crowe as Dr. Jekyll Hyde dealing with the Mummy.
The problem is, I think, in my opinion, is that they're trying to build the world like in every movie. Every movie has too much to do with other things all at once. Instead of just making a mummy movie with little things here and there. If it's just a mummy movie and you salt and pepper some things, it makes more sense. It's more convoluted when you're
have
to trying
salt and pepper.
To...
Like, Dracula just exists outside of the mummy.
See, right, and that's, right. I think that's my problem
with
it.
You don't
have to tie in. With the whole dark universe thing that they wanted to do. Like, the Universal movies are not tied together. Right. They're just, like, these singular stories. Just do that. It's okay to do that still.
I think that's what's happening with DC right now.
That's why Wonder Woman, I think, was so successful.
Because it stands completely alone from everything else in it. That's I agree.
Yeah.
For sure.
I mean, it just makes sense to make movies that stand on their own. Like, unless you're intentionally doing something like Star Wars, where it's a Star Wars trilogy and it has, like, a finite beginning and end, or, like...
Does it?
No, not anymore.
No. No.
I mean, but the idea is that these...
Can you even call it a trilogy anymore?
Well, no, but you can watch the... You can watch the original trilogy.
I know.
You can watch the original trilogy and get, like, a finite story. Sure. That's kind of what I'm saying. Like,
you might think it was a finite story if they weren't called 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess my thing with it is it's okay to just make a singular monster movie. Right. Like, it doesn't have to all be tied together. Yeah.
What's that new monster movie that's coming out with, like, the
water, the... What is it? The...
Oh, the...
Something of water.
The Guillermo del Toro, The Shape of Water.
Shape of Water.
That movie looks so good.
And that looks like exactly what they should have done.
Yep.
Like
the Abe Sapien prequel.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the monster is fucking identical.
It's Abe Sapien.
Well, he talked about.
I think
how
Doug
he
Jones
wanted...
is in the suit again too.
Just,
so
like,
it's
keep
literally.
The costume from, like, film,
we're just gonna pull some pieces off and put some pieces on, and then
he eats eggs still?
Done.
Yeah. Right. That's what I was like. I saw this movie. I was like, is this
wait
a
minute
prequel to Hellboy? Is this like Del Toro's like fuck you to the new Hellboy movie?
I think the idea from Del Toro is that he really wanted to make a Creature from the Black Lagoon, but Universal was so caught up in making the Dark Universe thing that they didn't want his
so
script.
Said, fuck it, I'll do
so
my
he's
own.
Like, fuck that. I'll just do my own thing then.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm excited to see that movie. I haven't seen it yet. Yeah. It looks...
Why people don't let him just make what he wants to make.
Because he made Pacific Rim 2. That's why.
Oh, dude! I think we talked about that on like an episode or episode before.
The latest trailer doesn't look that bad.
That trailer looks like garbage. Those robots look like shit, dude. The whole
why is he so angry right now?
Compared to the first,
I'm still gonna go see it because it looks fun.
That's exactly it. Compared,
I like
compared
I told
to the
you.
First one, it looks like fucking Power
he's
Rangers.
He's that guy who's like, I can't. No matter what Tom Cruise is in, I'm gonna fucking hate it. He could do.
I literally just said I'm giving this movie a chance that Tom Cruise may or may not
in
even
general,
be in.
What if your cast, ideas are that way?
What if cast Tom Cruise is Tom Cruise's Conan.
Oh my god, I'd be so angry. I would lose. I would lose my mind.
You have no openness in your life. It's okay. Maybe Pacific Rim is going
to
be amazing.
Just not to that fucking asshole Tom Cruise.
Maybe Pacific Rim 2 will be fucking amazing.
Oh yeah, I love it.
Amazing. I love it, like the young.
That happens to me a lot. I don't have a problem with that.
The young black guy talks, acts, and looks exactly like the black guy from the first movie.
Yeah,
right.
Like, what the fuck,
right?
But I still want to watch the shit.
And, Charlie Day's the only one that came back, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Charlie Hunnam's out.
Isn't the little Asian woman come back?
I don't know.
We need to take a break.
To cast people, they just big monsters, big robots.
Right.
Can we come back to big monsters, big robots?
Sure.
We need to take a break. I need to reload batteries.
Oh, okay.
That was a weird out.
It was wet.
I gotta reload batteries. Fart noise.
Hello, Hobie listeners. You don't know us, but we know you. I'm Sean.
And I'm Ian.
And we're the Pittsburgh Nerd Podcast, better known as the bad guys, the villains of the story, if you will. A feud that we didn't even start. It was started by Jason. All because he called us out. And we retaliated and such, because what did we say, Ian?
We got rings, baby.
That's right. We've got rings. And the feud escalated. And now here we are, the bad guys. So here we are petitioning today to be the 2016 Floppy Villains of the Year. And to hear just how villainous we are, check out our show. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Satchel, and any other number of podcasting apps that you may find out there. Jeez, I can't even talk. That's how villainous I am. So there you go. Go ahead. Give us a listen.
Go Steelers.
This is Butch
and Adrian.
3 and 20. You're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box. Gangster.
All right, we're back.
And we're back!
When we have you on the show, you need to do it.
It does make more sense coming from you.
All right.
What?
That's good.
I mean, the sentence is the same either way.
Shut up, Gabe.
Yeah.
first saw it from there.
See, he's doing it again.
He's leaning back. He is. He's doing away.
No matter how fucking louder. No matter how fucking close we put the microphone, he's gonna start.
He's gonna be sitting on long boxes later.
I just need to bring my headset in next time. How about that?
I can't plug you in with headset.
So, giant monsters and robots.
Robots and batteries.
Pacific Rim.
Robots in disguise.
Pacific Rim 2.
Specific Rim.
Pacific Rim. Robots in disguise. There
specific
is
Rim job.
I was going to say Specific Rim's a porno.
There is another Transformer. Oh, it's the Bumblebee one, huh?
Like
with John Cena.
Did you say Mumblebee?
Bumblebee fool. Like Bumblebee
said,
tuna.
Sound like you said Mumblebee.
You do a better Mexican accent than I do.
If you just put big robots fighting shit and make it makes money.
Yeah.
The last
and Gable hate it.
Did the boxing movie with Hugh Jackman make money though?
I know.
Huge, though.
I took it to my
yeah.
I took my son to see it.
They're moderately large at best.
All right, so they're not huge. Not huge enough.
They're like
huge robots.
They're like 10, 12 foot tall robots.
Oh, okay.
Flash Transformers.
They're inferior robots
sense.
Surrounded by big
no.
water.
They just kept going. No, he's like an outcast, but he's not. And then I don't know what the fuck happened to that movie.
This is Transformers?
The last one's garbage.
Oh.
The last one?
Okay, a couple of them.
Like the last. The
I keep
la-
buying them, right?
How many of them are there?
So, I'm the reason they keep making them. Damn it, Doyle.
This shit is your fault.
Your fandom alone is keeping that franchise alive.
Michael, I don't rant it. I can't rant.
It's because I like the noise when they go. I can't do it.
Michael Bay's all, shit, yeah, Doyle bought another one.
Let's make another? I'm about to visit that dude.
Thank you.
You owe me a lot
Doyle,
of money,
Doyle's
fucker.
Doyle's the Patreon supporter.
I just like that noise they make.
He's got fucking lazy boys on the Michael Bay show.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
Michael Mason does way more writing.
Oh, picture time. This
why,
is a great
why are we
podcast.
Why are we doing this on the air?
Silence on the air.
I didn't tell you bitches to look or stop talking.
It's kind of hard to not look when you're like
it's selfie time. I'm going to take a selfie.
Yeah, if you weren't playing wow. dick, it would have been slightly easier.
Give us a heads up before you do that next time.
Yeah,
I'll give you a head.
Dick joke heads up. Very smooth.
Bingo. That's what she said.
Bingo. What else? You watch Justice League. Anybody else watch
Justice
League?
League.
Nobody?
Twice.
Tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
So that's gonna be third time.
So it's got a 40%
so
on Rotten
fun.
Tomatoes.
Don't listen to that. Just go see
well,
it.
I'm going
to
see it no matter what.
So on the car ride over, I forget who talked about it.
Me.
But like interviews with people coming out of the movie are like, wow, this movie is really good.
Cinema,
and then Rotten
Cinema
Tomatoes.
Blend did a poll or something, and people were giving it a B+ on the way out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a great movie. It's fun and that like I'm not going to Justice League for a fucking diatribe on society and where we're at. I'm going to see them.
I
fight
feel like
a
they're
dude.
Trying to give that though.
No, they're not.
No, not
at
in
all.
This one.
Nope.
Okay.
Not at all.
Good.
And it's just fun.
I'm gonna see it.
Because I think that's the problem is that they tried to go too serious with like Superman and then Batman versus Superman. When the Marvel movies are just fun for the sake of fun. Shit blows up.
Yeah. We're going to blow some shit up. Somebody's going to punch a car.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit's going to happen.
The car's going
to
flip over.
I think you're right. I
like
really think that's what it
first.
Is.
So fuck Team DC. Because I've never... All the new DC movies, I can see going like, yeah, that wasn't a great movie, but I wasn't coming out of like Man of Steel going like, that still wasn't...
I want my money back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Yeah, like I remember watching Batman versus Superman being like, oh, that was kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think the only one that I really just – and it wasn't like bad. I just didn't enjoy it a ton was Suicide Squad. Yeah. Like it just wasn't that great because the best character dies in the end in like the most ridiculous way possible.
The way
it looked
looks.
Was awesome.
Yeah.
Like it was visually it was really cool.
I love Will Smith. So
they also
I'm
do
like
fight
you,
the
I'm like
same
you,
monster
you,
forever.
I love everything he does.
Will Smith as Will Smith.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's amazing. I can't wait to see how it turns out.
Holy crap. He was the Fresh Prince.
Will Smith always has a kid that he's disappointing until the end of the movie.
What does that say about his personal life?
What does that say about black people?
Oh, wow.
Like I said, it's
side note.
Like I said, it's like having John Stewart.
I don't care. Disappoint me my whole life. Just give me some millions. We're fine.
Yeah.
Some millions?
Yeah.
Some millions.
Just a couple.
Not one bullshit million.
Right.
Some million.
I can't live off of one bullshit million.
Talking about Will
Smith.
Fucking
Eva.
I saw this.
Will Smith having real children that he's disappointed.
No. they're disappointing him. Yeah, fuck that noise.
His son is crazy. Like,
they all are. So is the girl. The fucking daughter's weird too.
I hate to like talk shit about him because he's a kid, but man, is he weird. Like, and I have weird.
No,
weird
kids are
kids.
Weird. Yeah, my kids are weird. It's okay. You can go there.
Like, no, he's like beyond weird. He's, though. They're fucking. They talk about things that I don't know,
make no
weird.
Kind of
yeah.
sense. Anyway, going back to Will Smith.
Hanging out with the Weinstein guy.
Oh. Weinstein. Wow. Since everybody fucking corrects me on
Doyle is here to bring the pain this fucking this episode.
Fuck Smiths.
If you want to bring the pain, you can donate $1.
I'm just waiting for it. Every time he says something, I'm just waiting.
See, I'm doing it out good. Of irony because I am not a Patreon throwback. Supporter, yeah. But I am in a lot of the Patreon material.
Yeah, you don't even support us, you asshole.
So I can't watch any of the stuff I'm in.
He's homeless. Look at him.
I'm homeless.
He eats hot dogs and ketchup.
I can see his ribs through the six fucking layers.
I need a Patreon for me.
Support Tim in his starvation.
I need to go. Yeah, GoFundMe.
I need some more hot dogs.
I'll get one of those.
We
like,
should come up with a GoFundMe.
We should do a GoFundMe for like $20.
I'll get one of those.
Just to get like a big package of hot dogs. Ramen.
Is that like prostitution?
I'm pretty sure. Just a bit. But they're paying you.
No, but they
fuck you.
No, we're putting somebody out there.
Is there a fuck one tier?
No, no. We're talking about a GoFundMe.
Start a GoFundMe account
instead of GoFundMe.
Yeah.
All right. I was
everybody that
you wouldn't have to pay that much money. To do that. Like,
everybody,
25 cents.
Everybody that donates $10 and up gets a tip. In.
All of your starving African children, you can go fuck away.
Oh, wow. I'm pretty sure this is the part of the show where everybody hits unsubscribe. Oh, man.
If you're with us in 74 episodes, yeah, you knew that was coming.
You
know,
you
knew.
Really
so I'm back, baby. I'm back.
It's the long con.
We're back, Mortimer.
You really want to feed some poor, starving African children that's going to grow up to be a poor, starving African adult? What do you want to donate? Money to fucking matter. Thinking outside the long box, people. You have long boxes. Think outside of them.
We're bad people.
Short box guys.
We're bad people.
I'm just laughing. I
that makes you one of the bad people.
You started the go fuck me account, buddy.
So
you're
anyway,
right there with all of us.
Going, I feel like they're all in Africa. They're going, fuck rice for real again.
Oh my God.
How can you jazz it up? Like, it's just rice.
Rich white people. Something else.
Ask him. He jazzes up a lot of white people food.
Put some ketchup on it.
Carrot stir fry.
Hot dogs are fucking everything, my friend.
Hot dog stir fry.
You know all those fucking stars were up there eating badass food. And
right. Angelina Jolie when she's going and wandering around.
2 grains of rice. Go like, taste just like yesterday, Sarah McLachlan. Can I get some salt? You greedy bitch.
Give me one of your fucking dogs.
Oh my God. Oh, cheeseburger. What the fuck does cheese taste like?
That'll be 2 tickets to hell. First class.
You broke one.
I broke one.
And gave. That's amazing. Oh, please don't puke.
Give me one of your dogs. He's got taco lodged in his throat.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, buddy.
Okay, so I'm going to try to bring it back to Will Smith. So he made this movie for Netflix called Bright. That's the one where there's
good,
like orcs
actually.
And stuff.
It does look good.
Like Training Day meets World of Warcraft,
I'm
kind
sure
of.
He has a kid that he's disappointed in.
I think he does. So
he
came out on Facebook. I want to say like Wednesday or Thursday, it was like, hey, Netflix has me doing this promotional tour.
That was really funny.
There's way too much shit going on. I can't go to all of it. If your name is Will Smith, comment on this thread and you can go do some of my
really? Appearances, right? So all these people start posting, Will Smith. My name's Will Smith. I can totally do this for you, blah, blah, blah. And Netflix, like their official Facebook was like, direct message us.
He was doing the video under the Netflix account. Right.
Like, so Netflix was literally having people named Will Smith, like, contact them so that they can go out and do, like, all these different things.
How disappointing.
Oh, dude, could
you disappointing
imagine?
A shit ton of people now.
A lot of kids. Like, could you imagine, like...
No time for his kids, no time for his fans, you know?
No.
He's like, I'm going to go to this Will Smith signing. What's that fat white guy doing up there?
Right. Hey, everybody, I'm Will Smith! That guy's going to get death threats.
Wow, the crowd really turned there.
Oh, my name is Real Smith.
Funny. Oh, wow.
I don't even know what accent that was, but it was funny.
So it's a combination.
Okay.
Of
that's good.
Somebody should change their name to Will Smith at this table.
Just to go do that?
Yeah. My name was not Will Smith. It was now. It wasn't about that movie.
That was Bill Smith.
Talking about Netflix still, Disney has graciously decided that they're going to keep the Marvel TV shows on Netflix.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, they did? I didn't see
that.
Yeah,
I saw that earlier today.
Since Netflix helped produce them and make them stuff.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I mean, why wouldn't they? Like,
the
it's
old
not like
ones.
They're making a shitload of money.
The ones that are there now.
Yeah. Are we talking about the future ones too?
I don't know. They didn't really say the future ones, but they definitely were going to keep the old ones on there. So there'll probably be like some cross pollination between like Netflix and like whatever. I guess you call it the Disney Channel.
That's weird.
Like, well, because there's like a lot of violence.
Disney Direct, Double D.
And the Netflix Marvel shows.
Well, yeah, but so Disney is going to set
tits?
Up.
I've never seen one tit in the Marvel show.
Like the first episode of Luke.
You didn't see her tits. You just saw
her tits, bro.
I don't remember seeing nipple.
It doesn't count for one
if
you don't
nipple.
See areola.
Yeah, like, buddy.
That's not boobs.
That's
not full boobs.
That's not boobs.
Some all-natural Black Betty's bouncing.
She's sexy, by the way, but
Doyle
there was no nipple.
Because he watched that part like 50
over
times.
I am into ebony shit.
I'll admit it. He's got a pause. He's going frame for frame.
Thank God. Thank God in the age of digital media, when you pause, you can see it. Like, I just remember pausing the VHS and there were the bands. You're like, God damn it, the bands are right over the tits.
We're all perfectly positioned.
I know.
They knew.
14 minutes until the interview.
Oh, right on. We're going to be interviewing Gina Weinbrandt. Is that? I think that's how you say her last name. She does these amazing comics that are like about, like one of them's called "Please Have Sex with Me," like, and the other one's called "Big Pussy," and it's like just about her like trying to hook up with guys and just the struggle she has with that, which is a weird thought to me. But it also has a lot to do with like social media and how like internet like kind of influences the way we are sexually. I don't know. It's pretty cool. Like, her stuff's really good. I'm excited to talk to her.
She's going
to
be like, yeah, I didn't think about it that deep.
She, right. Probably not. Yeah.
No, it literally has nothing to do with those things.
Do you even know how to read? God.
I guess. I'm on Twitter. Did you know? After just $1, you can donate to Patreon.com.
To this big pussy.
Do you have any of her comic books in store?
What's that?
I don't. I have her sex criminal variant. So I reached out to her to figure out how I could buy her books. Because they're not really comics. They're more like graphic novels or trade paperbacks. And they don't distribute them through Diamond. You have to go through
like
some
Amazon
kind of book publishing company.
Bow down to Lord Diamond Division.
Yeah, exactly.
Lord Diamond.
But she did a variant cover for Sex Criminals, and that's how I found out about her, and it's hilarious. And then I followed her on Twitter, and she's fucking hilarious.
She's hilarious.
So
yeah,
it should be a funny interview.
She's very funny.
If I manage to not screw it up, it should be pretty funny.
It's all on you, sir.
As long as I don't bring up Tom Cruise, I think we'll be okay.
Or maybe do. See where that shakes out.
How do you feel about Tom Cruise? Because I fucking hate that guy.
Also,
that should be a question. That should be a question for every interview.
talking about interviews. The guy that directed Thor Ragnarok. Does anybody know how to pronounce his name?
Taika Waititi.
So he did.
Wasn't that right?
No, I think that's right.
I heard touch your titty.
Taika Waititi.
God, you and titties.
I think it's.
I didn't see no titties. Where's the titties? Titties.
tits.
So he did
motorboating son of a bitch.
The day that Thor Ragnarok released, he did an interview, like a panel interview in front of a bunch of people. And he announced at the very beginning of the interview, hey, just so you guys know, this is like an alcoholic beverage, and I've been drinking these all day, and Thor Ragnarok released today so I can say whatever the fuck I feel like saying, and nice. Then proceeded to give the funniest fucking, like, panel interview of all time.
Might
like,
have made the best Marvel movie ever, so.
Like, he literally, they asked him, because he's never made, like, an action movie or anything. He, like, makes, like, independent, like, smaller movies. Somebody goes, well, why did you make Thor Ragnarok if that's, like, not in your wheelhouse of, like, movies that you make? He's all, because I'm going to make a fuckload of money.
Awesome.
Like, literally, like that. Like, no, not like, duh. Because I'm going to be making a substantial right. income. He literally was like, I'm going to make fucking a fuckload of
wheelbarrows
money.
Of money.
Like,
you
I will.
What a wheelbarrow of money looks like?
Right. Let me show you.
Because I do. I got one back there if you want to roll around in bed.
I travel around in it. I have a servant that lifts me up and drives me around in my wheelbarrow money.
I pay him in
fucking
rice.
Fucking Uncle Scrooge.
Dogs.
The full circle.
And it's back.
We should probably end this segment on that note.
Oh, man.
The rice and dogs.
Hey-o.
Full circle it is.
Rice and dogs. And
rice
full circle.
And dogs.
Rice and dog.
Sad thing is, the children really are starving. But, oh, so bad.
He's laughing.
On that note.
The sad thing is...
You know what's totally sad? They're starving.
Africa's not even real.
Hello from the children of planet Earth.
Join me, Chris the Moment, on the couch to explore the mysteries, conspiracies, weird histories, the unexplained, and the strange of the Couch Potato Files. New show every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Listen live at CouchPotatoFiles.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mario Candelaria, writer of comics such as Ashes and Epilogue, and you are listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. On the line, we have Gina Winbrandt. She is the writer and artist of Someone Please Have Sex With Me and is a hilarious, hilarious person who makes hilarious comic books. So, Gina, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So, we like to start off all of our interviews with, like, kind of the same basic, like, question. You know, what's the origin story of whatever it is, you know, that the person is working on? But what I'm really curious about is kind of what's the origin story of you creating such a, like, clearly personal comic book?
Well, I started doing comics just on a whim in college. I took a comics class because I was failing other classes, so I thought this will be easy and a blow-off class. But I ended up really liking it and doing it. But I wanted, at the time, I was really obsessed with Justin Bieber, and I wanted to write a story about a different older woman, fictional, who loved Justin Bieber, because I thought it'd be too embarrassing to talk about myself. But teacher actually encouraged me to make it from my perspective. And first I was like, oh, why would anyone want to read such, like, a weird personal thing that's very humiliating? And then I realized it's because it's very funny to watch me be humiliated. So then I kept doing those same type of personal comics.
So, you know, your comics deal so, like, heavily with, like, kind of your personal sexuality and, like, the way the internet kind of interacts with that, and just it has, like, an incredibly relevant feel to it. That would cause me so much anxiety to, like, put that much of myself out there in any way, shape, or form. Like, how do you do that?
I think that's just always been my personality, like, even before I did comics, where you can ask me anything and I'll just be like, oh yeah, I'll tell you way too much information than both of us should be comfortable with. Just because, you know, when you are, like, force yourself to be vulnerable, it, like, it can try to force a deeper connection with someone. So I think that's why I'm always desperately exposed like that. But I don't know. I just think it's funny to like talk about weird sex stuff.
That's pretty much what our show is based on.
We're big fans of weird sex stuff also.
Yeah.
When people respond to your comic, like kind of how did people generally respond? Like, do they feel uncomfortable for you? Like, I'm one of those people that when somebody else is uncomfortable, I feel really uncomfortable for them to the point where it makes me like really nervous and upset. Like, how do people respond to your stuff?
Good. Like, I feel like most people that I, oh my God, my best friend has spent the night and she's coughing in the background. This is horrible.
No, it's okay. All right. One time we had a lady on that was literally watching TV through the entire interview. So it's totally fine.
She's okay though, by the way. I'm not
choking to death.
Yeah, exactly. But what was the question?
how do people respond to like,
good. They're like, I think I hear from like a lot of women who are like, you know, also described my life, or, you know, I have other, you know, girls and whatever that relate to that. When I hear from guys, it's never like, it's usually not like, hey, I'll do that. Like, it's more like, you're funny. I'm like, no one's taking it seriously. I see. That's fine. So, but nothing really bad has happened. I haven't had any really like bad, cringy responses that could have happened.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing creepy that's happened that's been a negative takeaway from everything.
Not really. No. I mean, a couple guys have propositioned me, but that's good in my opinion. So.
Awesome.
Hopefully it wasn't in the ham-fisted way that most douchey dudes do and just like, hey, dick pic. Like,
no, that's like my regular life. I mean, no, but no fans have sent me dick pics.
It's probably a positive thing.
Yeah.
So when you, like, what is your writing process like? Do you like keep a journal and then like kind of translate it into like books, or do you just kind of, or into comics, or do you just kind of, you know, keep ideas in mind? Like, how do you go about kind of creating like the comic book?
Yeah, I take a lot of stuff from my journal, and like I keep up a journal, and I'll like reread like the past couple months and try to find like the like an overarching theme, like, oh, I feel really insecure lately because I still live at home with my mom, or, you know, reading about that. Well, I don't actually anymore, by the way. I live alone, but that used to be a source of anxiety for me, to the point where I ended up like doing a comic about my like fantasy world, like imagination of what would my life look better if I didn't, like, if I was working towards not living with my mom. So I wrote that, the comic in my book, Big Pussy, about like joining a gang of feral cats to teach me how to grow up.
That's awesome.
And yeah, I do like a lot of writing before drawing anything. I don't really like to write as I draw, because I like making a lot of structure and stuff in my story.
So how did you get hooked up with Matt and Chip on Sex Criminals?
One of them read it, or I think Matt contacted me first. First he like posted on his Tumblr about reading my book, and I was like so excited.
That's cool.
And then he like sent me a message and was like, hey, you want to do one of the covers for us? And I was like, holy shit, like, I mean, my book is, you know, from a small indie publisher, so that was like one of the biggest like job moments for me. I'm like, wow, I get to do this really cool cover.
That's awesome.
And it was so cool how they're like, do literally whatever you want. And I'm like, I want to draw Matt and Chip as my male sex slaves, and I'm their police officer cop.
So cool.
So that was so much fun to draw.
Have you seen like just, well, I mean, that's how we found out about you, and then kind of dug through your history and found out about the books and stuff. Has it opened doors for you, I imagine?
Well, yeah, like, I don't know. I think just exposing my work to more people that wouldn't see it normally, because Sex Criminals is like a much bigger, you know, Enterprise. I think they sold like as many covers of my variant as like books I had sold in like, in, but like in 1 month
sure.
or like something like that. So that was cool.
When you're, you know, when you're looking at your art and stuff, so for me, there's a artist that does a lot of like gay bondage art named Tom of Finland. And your,
oh, yeah.
Your art reminds me of like a dirtier version of that, like
where
all his guys look like very clean and like shaven and manicured. Your guys look very like hairy and pockmarked and like normal. Like, you know, where do you take like inspiration from, like as an artist?
Well, before I got into comics, I was trying to study fashion at school, so I took a lot of fashion illustration classes, and even though I'm not drawing like very beautiful people or things, I think that style of drawing is still how I think about, where it's like realistic but stylized. That's a very vague way to describe it, but like I like drawing from photos is very like common in our fashion illustration classes, and I draw from photos like almost exclusively. So that's like kind of where I got that style. But also I love like Phoebe Gleckner, not only her, all of her stories, but yeah, her drawing is amazing. You know, she's like did scientific illustration and stuff before she got published, and she draws very realistically and beautifully, but also like weird and distorted. I'm like her biggest, she's my, definitely my favorite person.
That's awesome. I like looking at your stuff is, it's like fascinating to me because it's like such intricate line drawing, like stylistically, but, mm-hmm. but everything looks very, I don't know. It's hard to say it. Like it, everything looks very realistic in a very strange way. Like, I don't mm-hmm. know. It's like almost, I can imagine what those people would look like if they weren't drawings kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Sure.
It's
yeah.
It's a cool combination, like you said, of like, you know, you're drawing from photos, but you're still stylizing it. Like it, that's how it feels, like stylistic reality, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm completely fascinated yeah. with your art.
Thank you.
Talking about Someone Please Have Sex With Me, like how did, like kind of what's the genesis of writing that?
The actual story or the collection?
Like the collection, like as a whole, like, you know, kind of where did, like, where was the jumping off point and kind of how did you get to telling kind of like the overarching themes of the book?
Once I accepted that I wanted to do like autobio, I don't know. I always, like I said earlier, like if we have a conversation, I'll like tell you anything. So I don't feel like there's any creative effort for me to just write down exactly what happens to me in my like romantic life. So then with each comic, I'm kind of challenging myself to what better fantasy world could I live in that would fix my real problems? Like I'm a real character and I'm trying to show my real like needs to change as a character. But I'm like in a fantasy place, so well, I don't know.
That's what comic books are all about, right? You
know, so. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the actual story, Someone Please Have Sex With Me, was just, that's the only comic I've done, I think, where the title came first. And I was just like, what if I just begged in the most, like, my most serious case for why you should? So it starts off with my real life, but it's like the my autobiography till death, and it like shows you what will happen to me if no one has sex with me. It's just me getting weirder and more desperate until I die.
A little depressing, but somehow still like incredibly funny throughout. Like,
I think people can relate to that feeling, absolutely. Even though
I don't know anybody that hasn't. Felt like nobody is ever going to love me at some point in their life.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, exactly. And I'm fairly lovable, so.
That's debatable.
So, earlier this year in like February and March, you got to do a few festivals in Europe. And I saw that your book is translated into like Spanish and Danish, which has got to be like super validating that people are,
it's very cool.
how was your trip? Like what kind of, I guess, how different is the experience as like a comic book writer and artist in the United States versus like how people respond to your book in other countries in Europe and stuff?
It's interesting. I mean, all those trips were really fun. I mean, not that many people know me here in America and even less, you know me abroad. So I'm still kind of building an audience there, but like, it is interesting how I'm also coming out with the translation for Norwegian. So like between Norwegian and Danish, like they're very interested in like when they set up like interviews or talk about it with me, like from a pro-feminism point of view, like they are very interested in that aspect of it, which I think is maybe different than how it gets marketed or talked about in Spain or here. I don't know. I'm just kind of rambling now, but that was one thing that I noticed. Or it's also just weird that I got to travel for writing a book about being horny all the time.
it's interesting. Like,
everybody is.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. You're fooling yourself if you're telling people that you're not horny all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's interesting to think about. As a consumer of comic books, like I tend to skew more towards foreign comic books. I think John would agree with that. I like a lot of French and Italian comic books and stuff like that. And the way you write and the way you draw is significantly more European in style than most like American comic books. So I feel like,
oh, cool.
Like I genuinely feel like once people start to know who you are in Europe, you probably will be like one of those big in Japan kind of comic book writers and artists where people would be more interested in your book. Like you said, like they're fascinated with the idea of like pro-feminism. Like you're very open about your sexuality and how you use like social media to that effect. You know, that's not things that most Americans care about because there's no superheroes punching things in the face. Right. Like,
yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like that market would probably be better for you in the long run, which is awesome.
Cool. Thanks. I hope that happens.
I hope that happens too. when you're like approaching your writing, there is a lot in your comic about like your interactions with the internet and, you know, kind of how it's influenced the way you interact with people. Like, do you think your book would be drastically different if you would have grown up earlier, like in the 70s or like in the 80s when there wasn't really internet?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would have had to have been mailing in personal ads to the newspaper.
Oh, man.
On a call line.
I'm not going to lie. I have a friend that did that. Like, it was hilarious.
Called a call line or mailed in?
He mailed in a personal ad to like Penthouse. Like they had the little ads in the back.
Yeah.
He got real weird letters back.
I bet.
Oh, it was Now I kind of want to do that.
Yeah.
Just see what happens.
Yeah, get some weird shit. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, when you look to the future, like what kind of things are you working on, you know, planning out or having the, you know, barrel already?
I kind of wanted to do some like mini comics before I do another book. I just did a new mini comic this past weekend for when I was at Comic Arts Brooklyn. I debuted it. So it's just kind of a more autobio continuation on the same theme of surprise, I want to have sex, but in a different way.
Surprise, I want to have sex.
Yeah, exactly. That's remarkable.
That's not the title, but it basically should be.
But you have a new title for whatever you work on next now.
Right.
Yes, exactly. But yeah, I'm going to TCAF next spring, so I want to have like another new mini comic for that. I don't know. I just have to keep plugging away at my life's mission to get railed, and then I can quit comics.
You're just looking for the right guy to carry you along into the sunset.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing this.
It's awesome because your books are very like open and like clearly incredibly informed by like feminism.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like you're so willing to joke about like, yeah, just looking to get railed. Like that's, it seems so antithetical to what we see so much in like, mostly just in like news media of how like the quote unquote feminist responds to the world around her, when really you can be strong and bold and a woman and proud of that and not really need anything from anybody, but also still be perfectly okay with wanting to have sex with people. Like it's interesting. Like I feel like what you write is so much more genuinely feminist than some person going on a tirade on Facebook about whatever random bullshit they're upset about this week. Like it's interesting to me that you're able to differentiate between like a joke and being serious about something. And I think that's something that's missing in like a lot of like media and pop culture conversations right now. It's refreshing. Yeah. I get yelled at online every once in a while.
Well, you're a man online. I'm sure you deserve to be yelled at. But, no, I mean, I think the, like, people who are writing posts on Facebook are doing, like, more important work than I am in a way. And my, like, the real feminist theme in my work is proving that women can be just as stupid and horny as men, which is, you know, that's when we'll have true equality. But I don't know. It's written by me, a feminist, but it is like hard to think of it as, I don't know, an important piece of feminist work. Yeah, I just wanted to.
Like as a reader, I would actually suggest that it's not. Like it's, like you said, I think we often set the bar higher, where we're like, we should all respond this way to each other, which is better and more amicable, when really we should all be setting the bar lower and just saying, yeah, we all say stupid shit. We all do stupid shit. We all misspeak.
Get over it.
Like, we all misspeak and, like, do dumb things that are embarrassing and probably not necessarily, like, the most, you know, appropriate thing in the world to do, but literally everybody does that. There's not a person on the earth that hasn't said or done something that would be considered by someone somewhere as sexual harassment. Like it's impossible.
God.
My wife sexually harasses me all the damn time. Just in the grocery store, grabbing my ass. Like, I don't know. Like that's what I think is refreshing about your book is it's just like
I don't want to.
I mean,
I don't want people to think that I'm a female sexual harasser. Please.
No. That's what I'm saying. Like that's what I feel is good about your book is you're just like this is a person acting like a normal person and that's okay and that's funny because when people act like normal people, it's okay and tends to be hilarious.
So. Yeah.
I don't know. That's refreshing to me. It's nice that.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't feel like you've sexually harassed me at all today. So, little disappointed.
Okay, good. Well, I'm sorry. I do have to. It's hard to find to consistently deliver on brand.
That's okay. You don't have to be on point every interview. It's all right.
Okay.
When you
well, usually what I do is what I ask your listeners to contact me. I don't hit on the host. I like put out my plea. I'm like, oh, now this is about to be dropped. My email is winbrandt.gina@gmail. Send me your come ons and such. I was gonna plug it at the end, but I just dropped it right now.
Oh, it's okay. We'll let you plug it at the end too.
No. No,
sorry. That sounded different than I intended. So when you're out of Chicago. You live in Chicago.
Yeah.
How, mm-hmm. has that like informed your work at all? Like just,
oh, I, yeah, totally. I think so. Cause there's such a great community of comics people here that as soon as I just like started getting into it, I already found like, cause I was a student, like all my classmates are doing it and then knowing other people, since it's such like an isolating thing to do comics where you're like by yourself the whole time, it's like you need other reasons to like, I don't know, stick with it. So finding friends who are in comics and like having that community right away who are really encouraging and awesome. Cause I, you know, you're not amazing at comics right away. So you need like other stuff to motivate you to keep doing it. Cause normally like, I'm not amazing at this, let's quit. But it's like, but there's like these cool people I want to like be friends with. So let me try to make like good comics.
So do you guys get together regularly and like hang out and talk and draw and kind of brainstorm?
Well, there's tons of events for comics. Like, so yeah, like hang out with them on a personal friendly level, but there's just like a thriving, like art community. Like last night I was at yesterday I went to that, the Chicago Art Book Fair, which is like a bunch of cartoonists are at tabling stuff. And then at night there is a live comics reading by 6 cartoonists. And there's like a ton of people there and it's like really cool. Like there's always tons of comics related stuff to do.
Nice.
It's very like social in Chicago.
How does a live comics reading go? Is that like when you got read to at the library and they showed you the pictures and stuff?
They usually have a screen and a projection and the artist makes like a slideshow of images and has a microphone. I have done several of them that I have linked on my website if you want to watch them.
Nice.
But they're always really fun. I mean, they're put on by like specific shows, like the one last night's called Z Not Dead, and it happens like once a quarter in Chicago, and it's always super cool, and they get really great artists to be involved.
That's cool.
That sounds awesome, actually. Like I've never experienced that. Like
me neither.
We've gone to a few like comic conventions as like media, and I've never. That sounds rad. I don't know. That would be a lot.
Yeah, it's cool. You guys should come to Chicago sometime.
I actually want to do that anyways. I have a friend that works at a restaurant up there that I want to go eat at.
So. Oh yeah. And then I'd make you eat a bunch of other Chicago food as well, because it's the best.
Convinced.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Twist our arms. Yeah. Okay, come on.
Pretty much everybody on the show is a big guy that likes food, yeah. So.
Awesome. I feel at home.
Juan's going to have to cut that one out.
No, leave it in. That was good.
Nice. So, you know, do you go out and do quite a bit of other conventions, or do you mostly kind of stick to the Chicago area?
No, I do other stuff. But, well, actually, this year, the only American convention I've done was Comic Arts Brooklyn, which was last weekend. And I wanted to do Cake this year, but I had my cousin's wedding. But yeah, I went to my 3 European festivals earlier in the year. The year before that, I went to like Seattle and Short Run and MoCA in New York and FPX.
Nice.
But that was like touring my book, so I'll probably like stick mostly to Chicago until I have another book to debut or something.
Nice. Well, Gina, until then, how can people find your work that is out and get a hold of you to proposition you?
I mean, visit ginawinbrandt.com. You can follow me on Twitter. Just search Gina Winbrandt. And yeah, you can just buy my book from your preferred bookseller. It's on Amazon. You can buy it through my publisher. And yeah. Check it out.
It's awesome. Well, Gina, thank you so much for being on the show. We really appreciate it. Your books are funny and like very personal, which is something that I absolutely could never do. And I mean, it's amazing. Thank you so much for being on.
Oh, thanks for being so nice and for having me on.
Of course.
Everybody, it's Clyde from the Old Still Radio Show, and this is why you need to listen to us. Number one, we may not be the biggest podcast out there.
I like being the underdog.
But we are one of the best.
It's magic. Yeah. It really is.
Secondly, we have a southern charm, and we tend to make a lot of sense.
I mean, he can't molest anybody when he's dead.
Right. And I hate to tell you people, we're pretty fucking funny.
Oh, is that hilarious? Yeah.
But let's not forget about our most important part, the weather girl.
Never talked about the weather. You're the weather girl. Nope.
That's sugar tits for those who don't know.
Not hilarious. Welcome. That's going to get you cut.
So if you haven't gotten a feel for it, this is what the show is like, and we invite you guys to come out and check us out. We are the Old Still Radio Show with number two, Preach, Clyde, and Sugar Tits. Find us at www.oldstillradioshow.com or on Facebook at Old Still Radio Show or on Twitter at Old Still Radio. And, of course, wherever you get your podcasts. So, yo, come on out and check out the Old Still Radio Show. We guarantee you're going to have a good time.
Hi, this is Chris Mowry, writer of Godzilla Rulers of Earth and employee of IDW Publishing, and you are listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
So we're like in the middle of a conversation, and Juan's like, "Oh, we're recording this, by the way."
That's right now. I saw him push the button.
And
so.
We're talking about some obscene shit.
Is everything turned up the way it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
All right.
We're recording.
And we're back.
Called it.
Nailed it.
You said that, and I was bastard. Like,
oh, man. That
just
was like
pretending to play with things.
I did like 2 hours of interviews right there.
Yeah, dude.
It felt
yeah.
like it. I
looked over at Juan. I was like, "Damn, this last one's going on for a while."
Gina Winbrandt.
Yes, sir.
We interviewed her. That'll be on this episode.
Yes, sir.
I just had the pleasure. I'm going to announce this a little bit ahead of time.
Oh, all right.
I mean,
if you want to ruin.
Well,
it.
No, I'm not going to ruin it because it's going to force people to look it up and try to figure it out themselves. But I just interviewed the two main participants.
Of a
comic book that is going to be my pick for comic book of the year.
Oh,
I'm going to say one of the two people, and you'll
well,
try to figure
friend
it
of
out.
The show.
Friend of the show, Zach
yeah,
Davison,
yeah.
And who is a hilariously cool person. I love watching his shit on Facebook because he always is doing something way more interesting than my life. So
yeah, does a lot of pooping.
He was telling me this might not be in the interview because I think it was before Mark came on, but
no, the whole thing will be in the interview. Me coming on to fix it, that'll be in.
Oh, okay. Well, he was talking about how he went to Las Vegas to do this thing with his wife, and he
to do his wife.
No, to do something with his wife. Well, I don't remember what it was.
I guess,
but he went to Las Vegas and ended up sitting. He ended up sitting in the hotel room translating the Captain Harlock book that he's been working on because he had deadlines.
Hopefully, you didn't just ruin the surprise.
And then he told me, "No, he's already announced that." Then he told me he went to see David Copperfield and that David Copperfield's greatest illusion is not his wig. So.
Wow. Okay.
I thought that was hilarious. It made me laugh. Saw David Copperfield when I was like 12 and was like, "I want to do that." My dad's like, "You cannot be a magician for a living." Like,
son, you do not have that much talent. Come on.
No part of you would be good at that.
I wish you'd disappear
fatty.
Sometimes.
Or a mistake.
I mean, yeah. Get a real job.
Mistakes were made.
Mistakes were made.
The real trick is how I managed not to kill you. I'm the David Copperfield of your life, you little fucker.
Now I know why tigers eat their young.
Oh, man. So, pop culture classic time. Who's ready for this?
You just heard the cool trailer for Big Trouble in Little China. No, that wasn't in the movie.
Opportunity lost.
That's just some racist shit.
Everyone's a little bit racist. I think Dom watched it too, right?
Oh, yeah. I watched it many times. I put it together when it came out.
So, this is our... This is officially our second pick from Doyle the producer.
And Gabe's wife has not liked either of them.
No, she was not a fan of Over the Top, that is for sure. It was hilarious. For the record, it was hilarious to make Mel watch Over the Top.
Can you imagine like, Over the Top and Big Trouble in Little China in the same universe? Like Over the Top.
There's a lot of
tournament
you have
in Little China.
You have picked two trucks. Trucker movies yeah, so far. So
maybe I secretly want to be a trucker.
Maybe you,
hey, you
be
work
with
around
trucker,
trucks.
Dude.
I do work around trucks. Son of a bitch.
Getting that class A.
Maybe you just want to be with a trucker.
That's true.
Oh, that seems...
I hear they have a warm embrace. Although it is hot like, as fuck now here like in Hall of Justice, comics and collectibles.
Like gas stops.
So let's start this out. Big Trouble in Little China, 1986, directed by John Carpenter, starring Kurt Russell.
You would never know such a thing. I don't
Kim Cattrall and James Hong, the Forrest Whitaker of Asian actors.
Wow. Damn. Okay, wow.
So, first of all, this was the last studio film for John Carpenter. After
this ruined him?
No, he just...
this is what did it?
Basically, he felt like there was so much interference from the studio that he made his next two films, Prince of Darkness and They Live, independently.
Nice.
And I just want to know, what did the studio interfere with in this film?
Well, no, they kept trying. Oh, and okay. He basically was just like, I'm John Carpenter. I'm making this movie. Like, I don't care what you think.
That makes sense.
They wanted other people to play Kurt Russell's character, like including like Clint Eastwood and stuff like that.
A little bit of travesty.
When Clint Eastwood's like, I'm not available, he's like, well, we can always use Kurt Russell. They're like, another Kurt Russell movie? Like,
well, we really wanted to use a young Tom Cruise.
Kurt Russell.
he's probably too young at that point, right?
Kurt Russell turned down the role of Connor McLeod of the Clan McLeod from Highlander to be in this movie.
Thank God.
You bet your ass he did.
And then John Carpenter meant this movie to be a reversal of the Caucasian Hero story where John Carpenter meant for Kurt Russell's character to be the sidekick to everybody. And you see that throughout the movie where the heroes of the movie are the actual Asian people solving their own problems and Kurt Russell's just kind of along for the ride. So
it's still a comment I made after the film.
Yeah. So that was
it does kind of get the final chip shot in though, you know?
Yeah, this is true.
White guy does have to come out on top.
Well, I mean, it is an American made movie. True. So, but yeah. So I've seen this movie probably like half a dozen times or so over the course of my life, but last night when I went to watch it, I was just too tired. And I made it to where they're in the underground lair, and then I fell asleep, like, which makes me sad. I'll probably go home tonight and finish it, which is going to make Tim upset, but that's funny.
I'll be thoroughly weeded again, so I'll probably just sleep right through it.
Is that a thing now?
Yeah, it is.
Is that a thing now?
When Juan got weeded, now we all get weeded.
It's memed.
What I want to know is, like, how much money does that fucking monster that comes out of the sewer and eats the guy cost, and it's in the movie for, like, 0.5 seconds?
I feel like that's a real thing. I don't think that was fake.
No, it's fucking in there once.
No, like the ant-looking one.
Like the... The giant like head that's like and then the dude's like it'll come out no more. It's like, what do you
I
mean
feel
that's
like
a
that
real
was
thing?
A it was a like a real prop. I don't think
yeah,
it was like a
almost
I don't
all
think
the effect
but I don't think it would have cost that much to make it then.
Dude, it's
you
like a
I mean?
10-foot giant head.
So
practical effects were pretty expensive back in the
you
day.
Think?
Like it's oh, yeah. different now than it, like practical effects are probably less expensive than digital effects now, but practical effects are still like incredibly expensive. Like John Carpenter definitely blew an ass load of money in making this movie,
which is why I like it, because there's no respect for money in this film.
Dude, there's so much no. kung fu action, lightning effects, like monsters.
You expect me to believe in magic?
And that's just the beginning. Like, it always starts small. Like that's a dick
joke. I don't know how we got to that part. Like they don't close that loop at the end of the movie at all.
Nope.
Like
just goes straight to Kurt Russell giving life tips.
I was like, well, I mean, are they
You're
investigating
not taking the old
this? What's
Chinese
happening?
Chinese dude to jail, like senile.
it's hilarious to me, like, so speaking of being weeded, at the very beginning of the movie when Kurt Russell is, like, talking into the CB about, like, his ex-wife, and he only drives as fast as he can see, and, like, all this other stuff.
Gabe leans over to me, he's like, What the fuck is he talking about?
Like, I don't.
By the way, he's like podcasting before podcasting.
Yeah, right. I'm just gonna talk into the CB and literally say whatever comes to mind.
One shot podcast. If you heard it, you heard it. If you didn't, you didn't.
I heard this was Carissa's favorite movie.
Thinking outside the Pork Chop Express.
Thinking outside the Pork Chop Express. I would make that show. Yeah. Show sounds awesome.
Please sounds donate, like a cooking show.
Please donate $1 to the Patreon for Pork Chop Express.
It's still patreon.com/TOTLB.
Where we'll recreate the Pork Chop Express.
It's a sister pod.
It's probably way more expensive.
So Doyle, this was one of your picks.
Yeah.
Why you make us watch this?
I didn't feel like, so the first time I felt like I was making
why
you guys
make
watch Over
watch
the Top
this.
Even though I personally have a place in my heart for it.
Watch Over the Top, for the record. That was awful.
This
movie's
one,
terrible.
This movie I genuinely like, but I did also genuinely believe half of the people would hate it and half of the people would love it, so that's why I decided to choose it.
So I was talking to Tim.
Also, just Kurt Russell is a fucking legend, man.
He really is.
Kurt,
like,
Russell's
he doesn't get enough respect.
I can't think. So I was kind of talking
he
with.
He plays the dumb American, like, perfect.
Yeah. Makes you wonder if he's just a dumb American.
He's, like, trying to start shit and he gets his ass kicked in the airport. Like, almost.
Oh,
instantly.
It's the best. And he, like, walks up to her. Hey, do you mind if I ask you, like, a deep question? No. Well, how about we just jump in the sack? Like, like, how do you approach somebody like that? Holy
super
crap.
Smooth. Super smooth.
And, you know, he turns it down in the end.
He does.
There. Which is so weird.
Dude, that's who he is.
You're not even going to kiss her goodbye?
Nah.
Nope. I don't remember. I've seen that movie a million times. I thought he got Gracie at the end, but he didn't.
He doesn't.
They
kissed
in the underground lair, and then after everything was good, he just walks out.
He just walks away, yeah.
I have two problems with that movie. That's one. The other one is that fighting scene. The fighting scene with the skull and all that stuff.
Right.
They blow up the skull, and then 5 seconds later, they walk away after it's fallen. It's totally back up on the wall.
I mean, there are
loopholes, sir.
There are definitely continuity issues with this movie.
Dom, if you are paying attention, that's because there's dark Chinese magic.
and then the end, the big fight. So I had Devin and Taylor over yesterday to watch the movie, and they were getting into it. The first 20 or 30 minutes.
You know, I don't really feel
movie,
like we should talk about Devin and Taylor until they're Patreon supporters.
Okay, D&T, we're at my place.
I guess I'll leave then.
So the first 20 or 30 minutes of this movie are not good. They're not good. And
they're
so,
not bad. They're just like a weird story
they're
building.
They're not good. The rest of the
basically,
of the movie is
until
you monologue,
get,
you have gambling, you have heroin in distress.
Until you come get on. To... Until you get to the scene where they're in the alley and, like, the storms
right,
come down.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, when Raiden
three
comes
Raidens.
Down.
The first Raiden.
Until you get to there, like,
the,
it just seems
dark
like...
With helmet, fucking, it's, like, giant hat on.
It just seems like a regular 70s, 80s, like... movie
what
like
the
they just kind of goes
now.
Nowhere for a little right. bit and then all of a sudden it's like oh
so from that point
kung
on
fu
he's
action,
like yes
cool.
kung fu cool and then we get to the end and he's like all right this is what I'm waiting for the American they're gonna fight there's gonna be this big battle and he's just like wham and he hits the guy in the head with the knife and it's over
yeah
he's it's like, all in the reflexes
he's like, really?
Baby
so I thought this was gonna be like a climax and that was it just
that
knife
is
the to
climax.
The brain bro
but if you think about it this is where J.K. Rowling stole her ending for the Harry Potter books. It backfired on him, and he died. The Dark Lord.
That's true.
Instantaneously.
Wow. It's all in the reflexes.
She's
it
a thief.
It is all in the reflexes.
She's a thief.
She's a thief.
Man, I hope she doesn't hear that, yeah. because she is, like, aggressive as shit
yeah.
on Twitter.
You don't need to sue us or anything, or take
then,
us to Twitter.
And then I don't understand
although,
why
she
the
came,
wind
what
guy
if she came out
blew
and was
himself
like, you know
up.
What? You got me.
Yeah. That'd be
I was
amazing.
Watching. That was weird. The one guy literally kills himself.
He just
like,
got
eh,
so angry and he just blew himself up.
Dude, he committed seppuku or whatever it's called, even though he's Chinese, not Japanese. I don't know.
So,
Asian.
Here's the thing I kind of brought up with
because
Tim.
Because Asian.
I brought this up with Tim as we were watching the movie. John Carpenter is like the 80s version of Quentin Tarantino, where like. All he's doing is making, like, trash movies, right? But he's doing it in such a way that they're fun enough and exciting enough that people like enjoy them. Like if you think about like Tarantino's just making these like crazy over the top like Asian action films and like, you know, war movies and like a Western now, and his next movie is going to be like a horror movie. That's almost exactly what John Carpenter was doing. He just made a crazy science fiction movie and a crazy like horror movie and a crazy kung fu action movie. He's taking all these genre tropes and just saying, I'm going to make the most absurd version of this that I can possibly make. And that makes me love these movies because like they're so ridiculous that it's, for me, it's like impossible not to love.
Most of the hand-to-hand fighting in this, in the movie, was really cool. Good. I liked it. Watching dudes' arms fucking just, and then heads getting slammed into buildings and stuff. It was really cool.
You had heard me like weeded giggling.
Horrible.
It was like, amazing.
Dude, when the one guy gets a
broken arm, it's like,
like he breaks his arm and it literally grows like 6 inches instantaneously. Yeah. I'm like, is he tearing his arm? Arm off, like what is going on there?
I like then, the bro hand gesture every time they kick someone's ass. Yeah, bro. Like,
somebody gets their leg broken and you can see it flopping, like it's obviously a rubber prop, and I'm like,
or the guy that gets his head like slammed through the wall.
That was amazing.
And it's like clearly like
that
some
was
kind
state
of foam.
Of the fucking art back in the day.
And then you get to the, and then I didn't like the crouching tiger, hidden dragon parts though, where they're just jumping and then cling.
See,
then
I love that.
And then cling, but that's they don't.
You're using a movie to describe what happened that came out like 15 years after this fucking movie,
right?
This is the part
I don't like it.
like a Shaw Brothers movie that like he's clearly drawing his influences from is going to look exactly like that. Like wire stunt work was not that awesome like 25 years ago.
But it's like they just do one cling and that's it. They do that like 50 times. And I'm like, you gotta be tired at some
point. They're balancing on wires, dude. Like,
if you and I had a sword fight on the ground, it would look shittier than that sword fight. You gotta realize stuff becomes complicated when suspended 20 feet above the ground while flying across the room. It only takes half of your energy.
It was just funny to me, that was all.
Like this movie,
yeah, it was funny.
This movie's awesome. I love this.
And
movie.
then the dude, the Raiden, gets hit, the statue just dropped on his head, and that's it. He's out. He's gone.
There's so many deaths that are so like abrupt, where you're just like, oh, all right.
That guy wasn't so
the
strong
beholder
after
just gets
all.
Knifed.
I guess.
Yeah,
good.
Like, dude takes a knife to the face at the end of the movie, and it's done, over with. And then for no reason at all, the Buddha statues around the room just start falling in domino order.
And they don't hit each other.
And they don't hit each other.
The one falls off to the side, and then the next one's like, all right.
I give up too.
They show it, and it's like this painfully slow thing that they've left in the movie. And Kurt Russell's just sitting there like, watching, like, what's going to happen?
Right, but they're like, that costs like $30,000.
We can't get any more statues.
We're not standing this up and doing them again. That was lame.
My favorite scene that I was just like, why the fuck did they do that? Was when he goes down the big ramp on the fucking wheelchair.
Yes.
Hits the well, rolls himself to safety where he is completely fine, and then jumps off real quick and throws it behind him, and it falls in the well. Like, if you watch that closely, it rolls like 2 feet back before it hits the well again. And
what's
falls
funny
back.
Is like that somehow the implication is that he has enough upper body strength that even though he's tipped fully backwards, he can turn the wheels hard enough to rotate the whole chair forward. Like, oh, it's ridiculous. It's the dumbest thing.
All in his bro tank.
Beast mode, man. I want that bro tank.
The gambling was hilarious, too.
For no reason
that seems amazing.
All, he takes off his shirt and gets down to the bro tank. They're crawling through that trash tunnel.
My wife's like, why did he just take his clothes off?
For no reason at all. He wasn't on fire.
It's for the ladies,
anything
bro.
On it. He's just like, oh, I guess I'm done with this shirt now.
And then, like, 5 minutes into the movie, he's put on a different shirt over it again. Like, it's weird.
Gotta give it up.
The costuming is hilarious because I know for a fact that you can buy that shirt. Like, people actively seek out the Big Trouble in Little China shirt to wear it. Man. So there's some funny, like, translation stuff. Like, on the old guy's bus, It's like
Egg Fu Young.
What's his last name?
Egg Shin.
So it says Uncle Egg's like bus tour for fabulous enjoyment or something like that. Like it has like those kinds of all the translations are ridiculous things like that. Like there's words around Big Trouble in Little China that's just terrible like translation of the title of the
big,
film.
There was this big American in his bus that was just super excited to be in this shitty part of China.
I know. He's just like, wow, like taking pictures of like these faux Chinese like. All right.
Is it?
I just wanted to give warning. That's all.
Well, I don't know. It's
so I know they've talked about remaking this movie, but I don't actually know if they could.
With The Rock, bro.
There's no way they could remake this
There's
movie.
A lot of Asian insensitivity in this film. They just crap all over that culture.
They really kind of do. Like, there's stuff that would not fly in a movie now in this movie. There's a few moments where I laughed because I was like, oh, that's really racist.
I didn't understand if they were in the guy's restaurant because there's only always, like, two tables. And people just keep walking in randomly. They're not like knocking or anything. They just walk into this
place. That falling
Buddha
statue scene cost a lot of money. Like, they can only get two tables.
I'm always like, what? Is this his $1,000 restaurant that they keep talking about? He has all this money and
it's
has two
so
tables?
Exclusive.
They show the neon sign for it like 10 times in the movie, though.
I do like his friend that's like randomly there. Like they get done with
the expert.
Yeah, like the guy that seems like a lawyer or like a rich guy or whatever.
He's the expert, bro.
Dude, he just like shows up. Like they're sitting at the table, they're talking about what's going on. He just like shows up, like eating a bowl.
Oh yeah,
of, like,
I know
food.
All about Lo Pan. Yeah.
How do you guys not know about Lo Pan? It's like what is going
China,
on?
You know what you're here for.
It's nuts. That's hilarious to me that guy just magically appears to like just literally like expound on these are the major plot points of what's going on.
And then so the people I had over, because we're not mentioning their names. So throughout the whole movie, you're looking for an Asian girl with green eyes.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, the white girl with the green eyes is okay to be married to this guy, too. Like,
it's the green
it's
eyes.
It's like, wait a minute, this doesn't make any
it's
sense.
It's just the green eyes.
It's just
That's
the green eyes. Which means, like...
I don't remember them explaining it.
Green eyes are rare, but they're not that fucking rare. Like, 2,000 years? Didn't find some whole bunch of chicks?
I think he says that, too. In the-
he does.
Yeah,
he
does
it,
explain
he,
that.
It
yeah.
didn't work
he
out, but...
That the girl is for sacrifice.
Yeah. No, he's gonna knife the white one and live with the Asian one. They didn't believe in commingling in the 80s. Big Trouble. Chinese only mate with Chinese.
that's the Big Trouble in Little China.
Wow.
So there's too many white folks.
So I love Kurt Russell.
Yeah,
I would definitely give
do
this.
You?
I do like Kurt Russell. Right. I do like Kurt Russell.
I love Kurt Russell.
I think he's funny as hell. I'd give this a thumbs up for sure. I'd tell people to watch it, definitely.
I'm going to give this enough of a thumbs up that I'm probably going to watch it again this week.
Three quarters like, up.
Yeah, like, unfortunately, I fell asleep, so I haven't, like, I haven't seen
it. It was so good that it lulled me into
I haven't
sleep.
Seen it for, like, 2 or 3 years, but I know that every time I watch it, I really, really enjoy it, so...
Tim? Oh, I guess I weigh in, too, because I kind of watched it as well. I'm going to go thumbs middle. I'd probably enjoy it more if I was more weeded. But since I was only moderately weeded, certain parts just weren't as funny as to me as I think they could have been.
I'm a definite thumbs up. I fucking love this movie. It's on my probably, like, top 50 films of all time.
Top 50.
Yeah,
he couldn't. He couldn't pull it up further than
couldn't
top
pull it up
50.
It's like 48.
It's like 49.
I mean,
yeah.
Down there.
The first 20 minutes,
but
Taylor's like, man, I only got 20% on my battery. I don't think I'm gonna make it through because she wasn't paying attention.
She's just messing
around
on her phone.
And then she's like, oh, nice, I got into it after that. The first 20 minutes are really slow. So
Devin Taylor, you're dead to us because you don't support us on Patreon.
For fucking 35 cents.
I liked
a day,
over the top. No, I think I gave that a thumbs. Down. Definitely
he definitely gave it a
remember.
Thumbs down. You shit all over
remember.
It, I believe.
Over the Top is not a good movie, for the record.
I mean, it has something. It has something.
It has Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling. Like,
it doesn't even
have that much of it. Why are we talking about that terrible movie?
It's in my top 80 films of all time.
It doesn't have a come to Jesus where he's like, yes, I finally did the over-the-top maneuver. He just always does it. Like, it's in his repertoire.
No, he doesn't always do it. He loses to that one guy. But it's a double elimination tournament.
Yeah, but he did it at the beginning in the gas station. We're in the random table gas station.
If you haven't seen Over the Top, you really need to do yourself a favor.
No, you do not need to do yourself a favor.
You got to watch Big Trouble in Little China, and then you need to watch Over the Top.
You'll get more enjoyment like, you know, having sex with a horse than you will watching Over the Top.
Wow. I think it depends on which position you are while having sex with the horse.
Either way, it's still
more
enjoyable.
There's little kids in the building right now.
That's their problem.
He's already established that we don't give a shit about children. He's making fun of starving African children.
I care, too. I don't want John to get in trouble.
Are they African children?
Oh.
I mean, this isn't our store, so.
This is true.
He's asked to wear it. All right, we got to clean it up.
Let's talk about what are we going to do next. So, when's the next episode being recorded?
2 weeks.
So that's
from now, just like always.
I know, but like I'm trying to think of the date.
This
so
is
that's
this is the last episode.
So that's December 3rd. December 3rd.
Yes, sir.
So we're talking about.
God, it better not be some stupid Christmas story.
No, I'm not going to make you guys watch a Christmas story.
Red Revolver, stupid movie that I hate. Whatever it is.
I don't want to talk about it because I know you hate it. Like
I hate it too.
He really does. Horrible.
What's a good Christmas movie? Let's watch a Christmas movie, but let's like actually
Christmas
hash
story.
Krampus.
Elf's is an amazing Christmas movie.
Krampus is pretty good.
Is it old enough to be a? It was. I think we've established it's pretty old at this point.
Scrooged.
Oh, that's a good movie too.
Scrooged is a good movie. Yeah.
I think we should talk about Scrooged next episode.
Okay.
That's all right, so our next pop culture classic is going to be the Bill Murray retelling of A Christmas Carol, Scrooge.
We're going to have another recording in between, too, I think.
Well, then let's not do a Christmas movie. Screw that. That'll be in next time.
Well, hold on. Let me look. No, because the one that we have in between will come out after Christmas. So let's do a Christmas one
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah. So Scrooged, for sure.
Oh, because it's the 3rd and then the 17th.
Yeah.
And the 17th
and then
will
the 31st.
Probably...
And on the 17th, I probably won't be on the show, but I have a special giveaway for the show.
Ooh.
I'll leave you guys later.
And then, so let's plan a little bit ahead, because we haven't done that for a while. You get to pick the one after Scrooged. What are you going to force us to watch this time?
Okay, I haven't thought about this for a little bit. I wanted to ease up on Mel, slightly. the original Men in Black.
That's a good pick. Okay. All right, so... Schedule as of now is going to be Scrooge, then Men in Black, and then the one we record on the 31st, I assume, is going to be our year-end wrap-up.
Yes.
So
yes.
There won't be a pop culture classic pick for that.
Because that one was freaking huge.
Yeah.
That one was freaking huge last year.
Yeah, that's always a huge one. Like, that's always a long episode.
Huge.
So
huge.
It's huge. We'll be here for New Year's
We're
Eve.
Grabbed it by the vagina. The vagina was fucking huge.
I thought we were cleaning it up.
I'm sorry, Milo. I'm sorry.
What's crazy is that probably is him cleaned up.
Given what he was saying earlier in this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, we're going to get kicked out of this store.
So we're going to take a quick break, come back with Old Man Pick, and then wrap up the show. So.
Yeah.
Hey there, we are the LWAF Podcast.
I am Joe.
And I'm Nick.
Each week we select two films from the Netflix library and then we discuss them.
You know, Joe, it's been over 20 years since we graduated from film school together and now we have a podcast show for it.
And usually we disagree about movies, but even when we disagree about why we agree.
I disagree.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and at the Castify.fm website.
And you can find us and follow us on our own website, lwafpod.com.
Hey, this is Wes Robinson from Blair Witch, and you're listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box.
I feel like OG Men in Black's old enough, first one.
For sure.
Will Smith as Will Smith.
Yeah.
You know, the other Will Smith.
More children. There's no child in that movie. That goes against my earlier saying.
Not until the third one.
And then he is disappointed. He is disappointed that she is the child. Yeah. This is the beginning.
Wait, are we recording? Because I really hope we recorded that right there.
We're recording.
Will Smith, stop disappointing children.
Will Smith's other trope is that he always uses vaguely scientific or futuristic technology to defeat overwhelming odds.
Yeah.
Or that he's fearless. That was only one movie with his son, but it was pretty
bad. That was a really sad movie, bro. That was a good movie.
What?
The Pursuit of Happiness?
That I thought you were talking about After Earth or whatever.
Oh,
like, that was not a good
that
movie.
Was
no, After Earth was
garbage.
Terrible.
All the way. That is a good Christmas movie.
That's a good Christmas movie, too. That's a good Christmas movie.
Glorious son of a bitch.
Arnold
Looking Should for we the, watch that instead of Scrooge?
Let's watch them both.
Looking for the Power Man?
Double classic.
A double classic?
Should we do a double classic?
Hey, we
double
chose Scrooged, too.
Double pipe classic.
Let's do
Do you
want to
do both?
You want to do both?
I won't watch either. It doesn't matter.
Let's make it hard on ourselves.
All right, we'll
Let's
do both.
Do both.
All right, we'll
Scrooged
do both.
Scrooged and Jingle All the Way, because I've never seen...
Movie.
Jingle All the Way.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's calm down. Let's calm down.
You are in for kind
I've
of
I've seen
treat.
So much cool crap that you guys have never seen, so...
I don't know. Probably.
None of the stuff we haven't seen as a collective that you have seen is cool.
I am. I know I am. It stars on...
It
stars
the fuck out of it. Man. He fights a black kid in that movie. That you could just have that. I pay.
He also kind of fights Sinbad. Constantly.
Oh, yes. Sinbad is in that movie.
Yeah. Man.
He's a mailman, too.
The more you talk about this movie, the less I want to watch it.
And it's...
I don't think so. No.
Does Sinbad remember that he was once an actor? Like
he was never an actor.
His old stand-up comedy specials are pretty funny if you go back.
They're all right.
He's wearing, like, the
Do
purple jumpsuits. And...
Sit down.
He's new.
The new guy.
Well, then teach him how to do this so that he can do this while you work.
That would be hilarious.
Bring on the new guy.
Wait, where is the new guy? We should introduce him on the show.
Gotta make sure he's not stealing from the Reg.
Buddy.
Oh, man. Anyways,
I might need you to go sit in the car for the rest of the show.
Come on. We don't know this kid.
I can't have you offending people.
So... Old man pick. So my old man pick, I think I've talked about this a little bit at some point, but...
You're old, so probably.
Probably. I don't remember anything. So my old man pick, after watching Big Trouble in Little China, all it really makes me want to do is go watch like the old Shaw Brothers classic films. 60s and 70s. Whatever. If you like Big Trouble in Little China, there's no reason for you to not love like a Shaw Brothers movie. Movies like 36 Chambers of Shaolin or like Deadly Hands of Kung Fu, like
nobody wanted to watch 36
they're
Chambers.
They're not horrible.
Of Shaolin.
Are you?
I don't think that got one vote in our.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't mean
not
shit.
Even one vote.
That movie is amazing, and I don't care what you think about it. It's like a classic of like everything that you know about kung fu movies comes from Shaw
Bruce
Brothers
Lee.
Movies, and you have even Bruce Lee's movies are all direct ripoffs of Shaw Brothers movies.
Nah.
Like honestly, absolutely.
And voting is not a good way to decide. This.
Yeah,
the Orville has taught us that
we have a president.
The Orville has taught us that. Real life has taught us that. Have you seen our president?
His name is Donald Trump.
And he's a moron.
And he does stuff and says stuff that I can't say or I have to sit in the car. He's the president.
So true. Anyway, Shaw Brothers movies, like, they have all of those things that you think are hilarious about Big Trouble in Little China. Like, when a guy's arm gets broken, it's clearly like a rubber prop. When somebody gets stabbed, the blood is, like, literally red paint pouring out of his body. Like, the wire tricking.
What does John think of Shaw Brothers?
He doesn't know.
He heavy sighed and walked away without words.
Yeah.
But genuinely, it's some of my
favorite. I hope the microphone picked up.
Genuinely, it's some of.
This again.
Oh, God. Said the guy that said the guy that never shuts up about Aquaman.
That's right. He's in the movie now, so
I didn't even get to hear your.
How long is he in the movie?
This movie?
Like all the movies. Genesis of an Octopus.
It's
on my
so weird why
so
you
when,
keep saying.
Reserve stabbing you in the chest.
So when Alfred
I didn't even wear that on purpose.
So when Alfred is talking to the person in the trailer, is that like a big surprise or is it Superman? Oh, what? Really?
Oh,
lame.
It's all hype.
That's weird.
It's also weird how you keep mispronouncing Namor.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, that's really
Aquaman.
Fucking
man. It's a speech thing.
I mean, he's also in
I'm
the
tired
water,
to the degree that I didn't know
Prince
what the
Atlantis.
F you were saying right there. I was just like,
I'm trying to calm him down.
Namor's not
I'm
that
trying.
What's hilarious
There's
about
little kids in the store? I'm trying to wrangle him in.
What's hilarious about Doyle is Doyle's a huge Namor fan.
I know.
So
that's exactly.
He knows.
Like, I feel like you guys should box it out. Like,
I feel like we should swim it out or something.
Yes!
That needs to be something you put on the YouTube channel.
He's great in the water. You will get destroyed.
I'm not, but I can float like a son
John,
of a bitch.
John, I really need you to come. Like, we need to all come together at a recreation center, and the two of you need to swim against each other.
Break down Lincoln.
Let's do this. This is happening.
Challenge somebody to something, I'll for sure lose.
2018.
We're going to have an EMT on hand.
Just
because
I'm his representative doesn't mean anything.
John needs to get in his Aquaman shirt and green shorts.
And you need to.
We got
to
get you with, like,
a Namor shirt and a Speedo. This is happening.
Those winged boots are going to slow me down even more.
Let's just remember that you're the one, Doyle, that made the mistake of saying we should swim this out.
There has to be Trident. Yes.
I did.
It's happening.
It will happen.
Oh, man.
Just like when we said we're going to screen Mallrats, this is that moment where we are going to make this happen.
And we need to make another event out of it, too. Like,
I think so.
Invite people to.
We don't need people to see me.
Yeah, we need to.
A swimming event.
We need people to see that.
Fundraiser of some kind. That'll bring people out.
Yeah, we'll figure this out. It is a good idea.
Yeah, John needs to have like weights attached to him.
Let's think about
this. We need to even out the weight distribution.
No, we don't.
No, I'm fat too. No, I understand.
Much fatter than you, but
we'll get Gabe in like a Cthulhu costume.
No, I'm not part of this competition.
No, you are now.
Don't wrangle me.
Don't wrangle me in there. I don't give a crap about that.
If my fat ass is climbing into a water, everybody's getting in the water. We were thinking outside the long box in the pool that day.
That would be so awesome.
Thinking outside the pool. Oh my gosh, this is happening. This is going
to
happen. This is maybe the best old man pick that I've ever had, is that we're now going to have a swim-off between Namor fans and Aquaman fans, which is to say Doyle.
It can be a relay. Maybe
John.
It can be a relay. We'll get some other fans.
Hey, I'll do it. I'm just saying, I'll for sure lose, but I'll do it.
Oh, yeah, let's do a relay.
Yeah.
All right.
The fast people will go first, so maybe they'll be like way ahead, and you'll get to have a head start.
Dude, I just float and pet dog paddle like I'll do no justice to Namor.
No Justice League to Namor.
It'll be like what's the ski event for the Winter Olympics where they ski and then they shoot? We'll have them like swim and then throw a trident.
Oh,
I'm much better at throwing pointy things.
Why am I not taking notes right now?
There should be a cardboard cutout of their main villains that they're throwing the trident at.
Hey, you've got football head Black Manta and whoever the hell. I don't know who Namor's villain is.
Yeah, he's typically fighting other superheroes.
Yeah, everyone. Just
because he's just grumpy, isn't like that his
Namor's just pissed off. He's just like walking around. He's like, you starting shit, Flash? Let's do this.
Yeah.
Fantastic Flash? Four? What are you talking about?
The Flash is starting?
Oh, sorry, yeah. Human Torch.
Yeah. They're not even the same idea.
I'm just tired. It's Flash. You know, he's like, he's shiny.
So what's with everybody trying to buy the Fantastic Four lately? Like the company.
Because DC, not to fuck. Marvel,
wow.
Disney wants it back.
Yeah, and then I saw Sony wanting to buy it just this morning, too.
Probably just to spite Marvel, like at this point.
I just don't understand. It's like, we want to make yet another terrible Fantastic Four movie, and you won't stop us. We are Sony.
We will ruin everything you love.
We're going to make another Cloud
Galactus. Oh, man, we haven't even talked about.
Galactus in the next
you know what we haven't even talked about is the freaking Morbius getting done by Sony.
Right.
I'm out, man. Like, unless they prove to me that that's going to be good, I'm going to be so angry. I'm already angry. I'm worked up about it.
I sent him the link, and he's like, but Sony.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like,
where can I swim train in Greeley?
I'm like,
for just $1 a day, you can help me train in the pool.
Donate to Patreon.
Oh, man, every time I cough, like, I get super lightheaded. I think I almost pass out right there. Oh, that would be amazing if I passed out.
We need a listener who's a trainer, who swims for a living.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
You got to realize I'm, like, super out of shape. So you can't be one of those gung-ho trainers. We're starting slow. We're probably ending slow. This is for an event.
It's going to be, like, a Full Metal Jacket.
It has to be for a reason, though. Like, I feel
we'll find
something. We have to get to, like, a certain Patreon amount a month or something, and then we'll do it.
No,
it doesn't have to be a lot.
You know what
it's
I think?
Like $30 more. Or something like that.
Oh yeah, we're at like $55 or so right now.
Let's. Cool. I think I have a couple ideas. Like yeah. we'll brainstorm.
It has
this
to
a
be a
bit.
Reward. I think
either
it can't just be thrown out there willy-nilly.
I think either a reward or if we do something to raise money for something good, like
sure.
outside of ourselves, like a charity, like Aurora Rise or something like that, would be.
They're like, nah, we don't want you swimming for us. Isn't there like a comic book thing for like hospital kids or something?
Yeah,
like
we'll find something good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll do something
that like helps fat people learn how to swim or something like that.
I know how to swim. It's just not.
Yeah, I mean, you're Mexican, not black.
Worthy.
You're Mexican. Of course you know how to swim.
It's not Lord of the Sea worthy. You know what I mean?
Well, you had to be Cuban to be good at swimming. You had to get across
no,
the
they
Gulf.
Just float,
they,
bro.
Yeah,
they
have rafts.
It's true.
They have an ocean to cross, man.
Yeah. When we come across, we usually have a family that we're dragging with us through the water.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. Christ. You know what this sounds like? This sounds like a good place to wrap up episode 74.
Sure does. Sure does.
So,
11 minutes into the last.
Yeah. You know what? I like Shaw Brothers movies. Let's end this crap. So, everybody, you have been listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. John, we need you.
John!
It's over, man.
John!
That squeak.
Hold on.
That squeak right there. Just
and we were all dying.
So let's just talk about
something. No, yeah.
Let's talk about something.
We're getting through it. So this has been episode 74 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. Reiterate, we're going to watch Scrooged and Jingle All the Way for the next pop culture classic. And then after that, Doyle's pick of
Men in Black.
Men in Black 1.
Yes.
Don't watch 2 and 3.
El Numero Uno.
You won't know what's going on.
Yeah, you just need to watch True. 1. Incidentally, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts about like crazy alien stuff, and like the Men in Black thing like is actually fairly creepy.
Have you ever seen Dan Aykroyd's
yes.
documentary?
Yeah.
Where he's crazy, but he talks about the Men in Black.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd is crazy.
Yeah,
but
he's a for real nut. If you guys could get him on the show.
That'd be amazing.
See with him in a black episode.
I would mostly just talk to him about Ghostbusters, though.
Fine.
Not Blues Brothers?
Maybe Blues Brothers,
so
too.
I haven't watched Men in Black in a minute. Where's Dan Aykroyd?
He made a documentary on space aliens.
Oh, okay.
We're talking about real space aliens now, not the fake part. Movie ones.
Dude, I was like, wait a minute,
about
what?
The documentary? I bet you could get him.
Probably.
He seems like he wants to talk about that shit.
Yeah. Just like Neil Adams wants to talk about his Hollow Earth stuff, but yeah. not comic books. Yeah. Like, he won't come onto your podcast unless you talk to him about Hollow Earth. Which I'm not going to talk to anybody about that.
I'm okay with that. Yes, you will.
Can you believe in
if
a hollow
If I schedule it, you're making
earth?
It happen.
I assume so. This is true.
You just mix
flat a hollow flat earth.
That's what the earth is like an opened up like Kinder Egg.
It's not round, but it's infinitely tall.
We don't talk about Kinder Eggs. Those are illegal.
Not
well,
anymore.
Not anymore, right? That was
no,
some,
they
that
are.
Was another article.
You can't. So now there's two. Now there's so we just went and bought one of the legal ones. And they're two separate items. One is the egg that's just candy, and then one is a toy.
Oh, so that's stupid.
Lame.
That totally defeats the purpose of a Kinder
Egg. You can't
have
the toy in the egg.
Why? What is this?
Because
I guess kids were choking.
Because America's
the
stupid.
Egg is like this giant, bro.
Have you seen what some girls can do?
Have you seen a dom can deep throw?
Damn.
We're talking about kids, not adults.
Why do we fight natural selection so hard?
Like, just let them
but the,
die.
The Mexican store in the mall used to keep them on the down low. They would go to Mexico, buy them, and bring them in, and we used to buy them all the time.
Yeah.
And now they carry only the legal ones.
Juan was trying to murder his kids for years. It didn't work. They're still around.
It's right next to the M80s.
M80s are firecrackers.
The loaded coal.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Sorry. Anyway,
hopefully
if you want to,
they weren't offended.
If you want to,
I don't know them, and he was dropping F bombs and S bombs.
If you want to learn about space aliens or any of those kinds of things, you can definitely go to amazon.totlb.com and look up literally anything that you want to read or watch Dan Aykroyd's movie or any of those things. But if you do it by going to amazon.totlb.com and purchasing your Amazon purchases,
especially
that way
coming into the holidays.
Yes. Yeah, definitely for sure.
If you can't donate to
Sorry,
Patreon,
Tim.
You can be half
you live
a cunt
in Parker,
and go to Amazon.
Amazon
please.
I might shit in your box. Piece of shit.
Anyway,
just
going
bookmark it and then you just click on and you're done.
Exactly. But it comes up exactly like your regular.
I'm my surge, so hopefully you're getting a kickback.
Yeah.
Fucking surge in these
I don't know what you're talking about.
So if you do that, it comes up as a regular.
But you still got to buy it. So still getting a kickback somehow.
funding our, yeah, exactly.
John's enabling my addiction.
Hey, you got any more of that surge?
We need to enable you while you're still here, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucker.
Is he dying or like?
Am I dying? Am I dying?
He's leaving.
Well, I mean, aren't we all?
Yeah, probably.
All I see now every time is Colorado looking for Maryland. That's all I see from now on.
Yeah.
Will Bob
it's
Bob.
Crazy how hard
asshole.
What?
I love somebody responded to you. She was like from...
Yeah.
For
yeah.
Somebody
was like, "Oh, how about Texas?" Yeah. I was like, fuck.
Who are you?"
Well, and like, I had to like give one of my coworkers shit because they tagged me in one where somebody was looking for Michigan to Colorado. I was like, "That's not even the right abbreviation, dude. Do you not know the state abbreviations?" It was like MI. I was like, no, dude, Maryland is MD.
Which, I mean, just kind of weird. Should be MY or something.
There's a D in Michigan. ML. It's just a silent D.
Yeah, yeah.
Michigan.
There's a lot Michigan. Of there's a lot of D
I put
in
my
Michigan.
D in a lot
like
of
a half
names.
A second, I was like spelling Michigan. I'm like, no. I don't understand what's going on.
Michigan.
Michigan. Am I? Have I just been pronouncing it wrong, like breakfast?
I'm breakfast. Stupid, you know.
I'm so hungry.
Man.
Sometimes I don't say well, the right words.
Juan is starving. Juan is starving, and probably the best way to keep Juan from starving to death is
I'm
going to our Patreon page, patreon.com/TOTLB.
We
for
still
as
need
little
to do the,
as
the delinquent box video.
Yeah, we will. For as little, I know, it's constantly. I can't get through one of
I'll
these
turn
without.
Him off if you want me to.
For as little as a dollar a month. How much was it? 32 cents a day?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Open your wallets. You,
you too.
Open
your wallets.
You too can join our Patreon page and get some exclusive stuff like t-shirts, hats, things like that. Also videos that I will be catching up on.
Yeah, that was a rhyme.
I owe Steve a shirt.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff. I'll ask him what he wants on the back of it. But
I don't know anything about him, so it needs to be so.
Who's
on? He doesn't get to choose. We just need to know stuff about him so we can put something funny on the back.
I'll come up with something. Right. I've known
don't
Steve for a long
choose.
Time.
Put a dick
Michigan.
On it. Everybody likes dicks.
He does not like dicks. He would not
you
find that
should
funny.
Put the Last Samurai on the back of Steve's shirt. Sounds funny to me anyway.
Yeah, that would be funny to probably everybody except for him. He'd be like, man, what the
picture of Tom Cruise.
No.
On a just a sofa and
Tom just Cruise. Like Tom Cruise, but with like a Jesus halo. Like,
yeah.
So it's like
but
Jesus
in
Cruise.
His like Last Samurai red armor.
Seems weird.
I'm guessing he doesn't like Last Samurai.
No, he probably does. Right.
If everybody else at the table likes it, he definitely doesn't.
Yeah. That's
this
usually
is true.
A Gabe thing.
No, Steve is like, Steve is like me to like the next level. Like, I can't think of something that Steve has enjoyed.
Like, I like bagels. He's like, fuck bagels? Are you serious? Piece of shit.
Who the fuck eats bagels, yeah. Fat fuck?
You boiled dough motherfucker.
Anyway.
Insults that.
All sorts of kinds of insults. Anyway, you can also find us. You can also find us at www.totlb.com. You can find us on Twitter or Instagram at Outside Longbox. You can always shoot us an email at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. Yeah,
shoot it.
You can find
everywhere.
Us at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox.
We're finally gonna acquire our rightful URL.
OutsideTheLongbox.com. Hopefully coming
yet,
up
though.
Soon. Don't go there yet because it's those pretenders to the throne.
Not that those not those fake boiled dough motherfuckers.
They've been living their lives in the long box the whole time.
Short box man? Is that what it's
yes.
Something like that?
Short something.
I'm in the short
oh,
box
wait.
Of emotion.
I'm short. I'm short too, so never mind. Anyway, if you are a creator of any kind of pop culture, comics, music, movies, please reach out to us. We'd love
porno.
To have pornos, whatever.
Universal
we-
Abominator. That'd be Steve Sherman.
Pop culture porn. That's a thing. It's gotta be a thing.
Pretty much anything that you're involved in. We love to talk to you.
If you were
man,
playing
it is
Gamora,
like impossible to get through these things.
Fucking good.
I like
if
it,
you were man. Gamora and you were getting it anal, we want to talk to you.
Yeah, that's genuinely
if you're
true.
A midget porn star,
Michael Kirk really wants to talk to you.
Please call the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline.
Oh well, God. That was my next thing. Juan, what is the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline?
970-573-6148.
We would love to hear your messages. Any ideas that you have about the show or anything that you want to say about the show, they end up on the show. And finally, one of the biggest ways that you can help the show, if you're not willing to open up your wallets because you're horrible human beings, you can go to iTunes or Stitcher or absolutely whatever podcast aggregate you use. Give us a 5-star review and then whatever you want in the review. Yeah.
No, I don't think we did actually.
Yeah, because you probably forgot I gave it again.
No, we read it forever ago.
If you listen to the show weekly and you don't give money and you haven't given a 5-star review, you are a lazy piece of shit. At minimum.
We're going to have no
I know, we're going to have zero downloads after this episode.
All those things your mom said about you, they're true. Yeah,
they're true.
Yeah, but people are going to start reporting us to iTunes.
In general, though, please.
I didn't mean anything. I said.
Earning every ounce of that explicit rating today.
Oh, every time. Be sure to give us a 5-star review. We'd love to have that. It helps us get to the top of charts and helps basically get us more exposure.
iTunes charts.
No, iTunes charts.
No, I know. If you get to the top, then other people see you're at the top and then they come to you.
Comedy, bro.
We'd be in the comedy and pop culture.
Get some, sucker. Yeah.
Those are.
How about you learn your podcast terminology, motherfucker?
Are you even on this podcast?
Hey, I want you on the show.
I want you on the show too.
Every time
we bother
I call
you, and you're like,
text,
I'm busy,
and I Facebook message you every single time.
You're like, so I got more important things to do.
I want you. I want you.
I gotta
this
like
is
rate.
Where I end that sentence.
They want you to want them.
Gives them a little. Like, all right, a little bit more next month.
It's just real, a chip, just a tip. It's not even a tip, just like a,
going on here.
Just like a nudge, like a
ringing the doorbell.
Bing bong.
Just gonna brush the balls up against you.
Just want you to thumb the tip back a little bit. You know, joystick it a little bit.
With that said, I'm Gabe.
I'm Juan.
I'm John.
I'm Tim.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Dom.
And this has been episode 74 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. We'll catch you for episode 75, which will be our Christmas special.
Later, losers.
La, 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 la.
It's going to be full of hoes, hoes, hoes. This episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box was brought to us by our brilliant Patreon supporters, Doyle, Derek, Ryan, and Steve. Thank you for helping us harness the power of the night.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.